You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Guess what, fans of the YKWD podcast? Bobby Kelly is back live. I had the baby, dude. Now it's time to get some diaper money, dude. He keeps shitting, dude. Check out Bobby Kelly Live July 5th and 6th at the Helium Comedy Club in Buffalo, New York. Then Atlantic City, the Revel Resort on July 11th. And then July 22nd and 23rd, the legendary Just for Laughs Festival in Montreal, Canada. As well as a very special YKW Dude Live July 25th in Montreal. If you have yet to see Robert Kelly live, you do not know what you're missing. He brings the house down every night. To get your tickets and information, go to robertkellylive.com.
All right, check it out. Here is the intro for Heavy FM. We got Mike Lawrence. We got Sam Morrell. We got Joe List, Kelly Festuca, and Dan Souda, kid. And we got fucking Rotem interning in the background, flirting with Dan the whole show. So this was Sam was, you know, the kid who got caught up in that, all that fucking crazy, you know, the rape joke and the chick who blogged about it, blah blah blah, and then it just went nuts. But we wound up talking about it. It was pretty interesting. I'm exhausted. You know, I don't even know what the fuck. I know it was a good show. We switched over halfway through to comic book talk and Superman and the Superman movie. And, you know, Mike Lawrence is a huge fan of all that stuff. And I don't know, we wound up switching topics. And it was a good little flow, man. I'm exhausted. I'm fucking tired. I haven't slept since the kid was born. But I thoroughly enjoyed today's episode. I hope you do too. It's a bunch of guys that you know, and a couple guys that you're meeting for the first time on the show. Sam and Mike, it's the second time on the show, but I love having these guys on. It's very a unique lineup, interesting perspective that each one of them brings to the conversation. So that's about it. You guys have any questions, or you have any, if you love the show, if you love what's going on, please retweet it and email us at ykwd@riotcast.com, the YKWD podcast on Twitter, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Make sure you do that and spread the word. You guys are great. We appreciate everything you do for the show. That's why we do this for free every week, for you guys and your truck, in your cube, your desk, home, wherever the fuck you are. We hope you enjoy the show. Thanks for the donations. Blah, 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 blah. I'm out of here. You guys are great. Take care.
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from A Lot of Things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Ippy bippy baya, ippy bippy boo, dippy dippy daya, yabba dabba doo.
Dude!
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You know what, dude?
Let me get it, Sam.
Yes.
Let me hear you, baby girl.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Where are you,
Sam? What'd you have for breakfast?
I had kashi with some lactate milk.
What's kashi? See what a great sound test that is, Bobby. I don't know how you haven't picked it up.
I don't hear him. Why don't I hear him?
The sad thing is, I respect you more for not saying kashi golean. I hate when people have to say the full title.
You knew what I was talking about.
I'm aware. Yeah. Of the kashi series, kashi golean.
You have a very. Soft voice.
Thank you.
I had to turn you way up.
I appreciate it.
Sexy. Yeah.
Kelly, while I'm tuning everybody, why don't you introduce everybody so I can tune them up?
No problem. So we've got Sam Morrell.
Hey, Kelly.
Love, Sam. How are you, mate?
I'm great.
Have women complimented you on your voice before?
Yes.
It's fucking sexy as fuck.
Thank you.
Lucky I know you as a human being.
Really?
So it doesn't do anything for me. But
well, that is usually what slows it down.
I hate that buzzer, that applause buzzer so much. And then we've got Mike Lawrence.
Hey.
Yeah.
We really were going to talk about the Silver Surfer, and I was looking forward to it.
I didn't even know what the Silver Surfer is.
He first appeared in Fantastic Four number 48, 1966.
Well, I love guys that can do that.
Yeah.
They can just go, Fantastic Four. And when the world came to an end, Ark came into the...
Yeah. Issues 48 through 50, the Galactus Saga.
That's great. Do you know I held the Thor hammer at Marvel?
Oh, that's awesome.
And I did
the owner, yes.
I did the
MJOLNIR. I'm proud of that.
I got a tour, and I did a video blog that goes inside of the Marvel app.
Yeah.
And they'll have in the middle of a comic book now, a little thing will come up and people will pop up and say shit about, like, I did one about Iron Man.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty. I mean, a guy like you should have been on the tour, not really me, because
yeah,
I'm not.
It's fine.
I'm not. You know, I'm sitting.
I did an interview with them a couple of weeks ago. It was cool.
Yeah, they're really cool up there. It's just a bunch of. Here's the thing: it's a bunch of fucking nerds.
Yeah.
And it's a regular office.
Oh yeah.
But they have themed office meeting rooms. One is Thor. One's Iron Man. Mm-hmm. I got the Hulk, Captain America. I got to go into the Iron Man. No, I got to go into the Hulk and Thor. I wanted to go into Iron Man, but they had a meeting going on. I was fucking bullshit. but they took me into each room, and there's like 3 to 4 guys in a room. One guy does this guy does that, and then they get the ink from this guy, and then they put the... It's fucking nuts.
One goes east, the other goes west. So what?
And
that's
Joe List. Joe List is back by popular demand.
It is popular demand, isn't it?
Well.
My Twitter feed blows up every week that I'm not on. Every week that I am on, too, but that's more calling me a faggot.
I figured that's what Robert would do in the app. Why are you reading Iron Man, you faggot? You just close it and do something with your life?
I don't think Marvel would be happy with that.
They just judge you.
Yeah, I think they would go, nah, can you try that again? We don't want to put faggot inside of the app.
If you're keeping score, that's 4 faggots, and we should start counting how much we say faggot, too.
Considering the first openly gay character was a French-Canadian mutant, they're already pretty homophobic.
Who is that? Who is that character?
North Star in 1992. He picks an AIDS baby out of a dumpster and then comes out at the end of the issue. It's the worst.
It's an awful superhero origin. Right there.
The Jim Norton story. he's openly gay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he's French Canadian. I mean, yeah. His powers get stronger.
Somebody doesn't want to go to the Just for Laughs festival.
Fair enough. <Yeah. laughs> They just fight the evil green monster with the Junos and the horns.
What's the name? What's his name again?
I don't know.
What's the gay character's name again?
Oh, North Star. And his sister Aurora, and when they hold hands, they get more powerful.
That'd be a great name for a gay club.
Yeah.
North Star.
Hello, hey. Dan.
Oh, Dan.
Yeah. Dan Soda.
We got Dan Soda just walked in the room, and Rotem's nipples just popped out of her shirt.
Aww. Is that true?
We got Kelly Festuca here, too, who I adore.
Yay.
Everybody adores.
Yeah. Did you dye your hair, Kelly? Is your hair darker?
It's a little bit darker, yes.
Oh, all right.
It looks very smooth, your hair.
Yeah, I had time to straighten it today. I don't look like a piece of waiting shit.
I'm very good at recognizing girls' hair changes. It's one of my things.
Because you're a fag. No, write that down. That's number 5.
Because I know how to get laid.
I like that paying attention to women makes you a fag. I look at women all day, and I notice their changes. Queer.
Yeah. That is queer.
I know.
Or fabulous. Uh-huh.
Dan, why were you sad that you weren't invited on the show?
Well, it took Joe to tell me. I felt like...
First of all, Dan...
You got a friend in me.
First of all, you were out of town. That's what I heard.
Okay.
Second of all, how many times do I tell you that you're one of those guys? Listen to me, fuckface. Before you humble out on me, I've told you many a times, dude, if you're in town, if you come back into town and you're supposed to be out of town and you're like, dude, I'd like to be on that show, you just come by.
Okay.
Call me up because I'm your fucking friend.
You are.
And go, dude, what are you, a sulker? You gonna so if I didn't tell Kelly, tell him to come to, what are you going to stay home and just resent me?
No, I was going to stand outside in the rain.
Throw stones.
Holding a boombox. Yeah.
Bobby,
I saw you and him dancing in the rain. No?
That's a different song. It's actually Peter Gabriel, eyes. I think, actually.
Do you still get to call people faggot after that?
I like not laughing after your stuff.
Oh,
because
yeah.
You laugh, you immediately
it
love.
It feels kind of good because he's really selling it, too.
Oh, yeah. I don't like not laughing. I want to. It's just, come.
Fucking Joe just hurtful.
Speaking of being friends, Bobby, can I get your phone number, finally? I feel like.
Yeah, you have my phone number.
I know. I was doing a bit.
Jeez. Speaking of wanting to laugh,
I was playing along with the bit, fuckface. What the fuck? Why do you get to
you
do the
yes
bit?
Yes, no'd me.
I did. You were supposed to.
You're supposed to yes and me. Yeah, no, you can't get my phone number and suck my dick. And then I'm like, I will suck your dick and eat your pussy.
And then, you know, I'll lick your pussy and suck his dick.
I should have said.
All right, well, Dan, are you cool with that?
I'm great with that. I have dad issues.
Did you see the new poster?
No, I didn't.
This great artist that I had, his name is Howard Porter, who's a fan of the show.
Comic book guy, Howard Porter book. From Justice League.
Look at that.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
He made that for us.
He's one of the best comic artists of the 90s.
Check out my jawline.
Yeah.
He's fucking amazing.
That's fantastic.
What a great guy.
Oh, oh this is awesome.
That's the color one. I had posters made.
I want to personally thank him for drawing. I look fucking, I look like I got 10.
You look fantastic.
More chin than you actually
have. I do not even kind of have
if
that
you
kind
saw
of
the
jaw.
If you saw the first one, first of all, you aren't in it, Joe.
Oh, that makes more sense.
How long have you known him, man? He's a fucking huge.
I've known him for a little, on the internet, man. On a Facebook, we chatted. And then he made my Tech Talk logo.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Which is not that one. No, it's what? The
yeah.
one.
Damn it.
It's underneath the table.
It's underneath the table. He's just great. And then I asked him, I said, you know, I'm doing this show at Foxwoods. I would love a You Know What Dude. And I'm bringing You Know What Dude up to Montreal to do a special one up there. And I would love a poster of, you know, the core guys on it. And... You know, I wanted it to be cool, and he I said, do your thing, man, and he did it, and that's...
You've got the characteristics of everyone perfect.
Well, the first one... Can
very
I just,
veiny hands.
Can I be honest with you? The first one he did, I had him change, because Dan Soda looked fucking amazing.
Oh, damn it!
I actually
and
had
now
him.
It looks like a prequel Jay Leno.
So, you know what, dude, huh? I just got my first car.
It really does look like Jay Leno.
I love how Mike Lawrence, you're looking at the poster like you're looking at diamonds, you're like with one eye and going,
I'm trying to see if he draws Dan the same way he drew Mr. Fantastic in the authoritative action storyline.
Sam, would you mind? Could I see it?
He even looks like a Hasid in the Diamond District.
Is this pure? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And he drew Joe. The Joe that he drew the first one looked like just what Hitler would draw if he was drawing a Jew.
I also like that DeRosa's head is like, there's just a fifth of his face in the poster.
Well, you know, it was DeRosa first, which I love that it's kind of symbolic because DeRosa is me and Joe.
Yeah.
You know, as far as this version of the You Know What Dude podcast is, you know, he's kind of in there, which I like.
Well, he also accurately had Lewis stepping all over everybody.
Yes, that's
well,
what I love.
The first Lewis looked like he was in Scarface 2. He just had a big black collar on, like he had a black, you know, Saturday Night Fever suit on.
Yeah.
And he was bald and he looked sexy and he was just kind of looking down. And I was like, Lewis has to be punching something.
Yeah.
I go, Dan, I go, fuck you. Because he goes, well, that's the way I see Dan. And then
he literally looks like your tail, like he's coming out of your ass.
Maybe. Oh, he does. I do look like a power bottom in this.
Well,
I'm just wiggling my bottom, waiting for punishment.
Like it's that scene from Alien, but if he popped out of his ass.
Yeah. Come and get it, Lewis J.
Well, you got.
You are taking a beating, Dan.
You should have seen. I actually had to make me fatter because he made me look like I would look if I tried.
Sexy Bobby?
Can we help him with his microphone?
Oh, shut up.
Just push it in.
I'm
push
aware.
It in. We're all aware because every time it falls out, we hear it. It's fucking. What do you think? It's just visual. We hear it.
That's right, awesome. Listen. I think that's great.
Yeah. It's great, and I'll show you the first one. Here's the first one. Pass that down.
I wanna see.
Look how great Dan looks.
Yeah, I want to see sexy Dan.
I was like, "Fuck you! It's not happening."
Oh, let me.
Can
Lewis.
I see? I want to see sexy Dan.
Hold on, I want to see Joe.
Oh my God,
Joe, that's Joe DeRosa.
Lewis looks
oh,
like
man,
Latin
I look good.
Lewis,
you look fucking great. So here you go. I was like, that's not happening. It's not.
And it looks like you have a glass eye.
I have one eye is open way too much. It looks like I have a, what is that called? Monocle?
Yeah, you do have like, but
wow,
the monocle.
My brain's on fire today. How did I get monocle? Yeah. I should have mumbled that out.
Oh my, Soda is gorgeous.
He is. I mean, he people. Drew you, that's what
this
women
is
Soda, see.
This is you if you quit drinking like 2 years earlier. Right here. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Or if I never drank.
Or if you just stuck with Sam's first joke.
Damn it.
Let him have that one.
I liked his first one, but if you want to redo it, the same joke.
I like the remix.
I just got to be honest with you guys. I have never been this tired in my fucking existence.
Why is that, Bobby?
You look good.
This fucking kid shit, is that what they call it?
Well, that's what he produces.
They first of all, everybody who has a kid is a piece of shit. Is a fucking hunk of garbage. Everybody who I talked to before I had a kid is a fucking hunk of poo. Because they lied. No one ever said it's every 2 hours.
Ooh.
24 hours a day. It's every 2 hours. He's gotta be changed or wiped or tickled or fed or fucking cooed.
Wait, what are you doing the 2 hours in between then when you're not doing any of those things?
Life, Joe.
Shouldn't it be like every 5 minutes? I thought you were just gonna say shit, but then you added in tickled and fed and changed. Feels like it should be more than every 2 hours.
Oh, it sleeps a lot. Babies sleep a lot.
No, every 2 hours, something has to happen with the baby. Every 2-3 hours. Now, seems but here's the
inefficient.
Thing. Inefficient. Inefficient. What's inefficient about every 2 hours?
I mean, it feels like it'd be more like every 10 minutes, no?
No. No, Joe. No.
So what does he do? He sits there?
Yeah, that's what they do, Joe.
You don't watch him?
You got a joke about this, man. The Brewski joke. You can leave a baby. They lay in the crib.
Brewski.
He doesn't believe it.
I don't like that you call the Brewski.
He doesn't believe in his jokes. He doesn't write from the heart.
That's true.
I just feel like you should be watching your baby more than you are.
Well, I am watching right there.
I feel like it's left unattended quite a bit.
Do you do the monitor now? It's like a
The monitor I have, Noam actually bought me. Is, you know me, I went out and put it on the baby registry. It's the highest tech monitor you could fucking. I can from here talk to Don in the room and play the lullaby, change lullabies, change the fucking lighting. It sends me an alarm anytime the baby moves. It has movement alarm and sound alarm, and it goes to my phone. So at night I have my iPad. It goes on my iPad, my iPhone, her iPad, her iPhone. And at night, I just have my iPad on. So I don't have to get up and look over her. I can just open my eyes and look at my monitor. That's fucking
that's
10 inches away from my face. And I can just... It has night vision, too, by the way.
Maybe he's on TV more than you are.
That was just a cunt thing to say.
One of my favorite tweets Nate had is a picture of his monitor, and it says, "We've been discovered," and it's his daughter just looking in the camera, like grabbing at the lens.
That's funny.
It's hilarious.
That's funny. This monitor is crazy. Oh, so here it is. It's every few hours now. And he's getting better, but... And there's no like my responsibility in my life up until 3 weeks ago has been, all right, you got to get up and write that thing, and you got to go down to a spot. But at any point, I could wake up and go, nah, fuck it.
Yeah,
I mean literally anything I want. I go, fuck it. The only thing I couldn't do is shows, like you know, road shows when I'm on the road. Yeah. I have to be there and do these two shows tonight. But it's literally 2 hours, 3 hours at tops, and you're fucking done. But I could sleep all day. I could sleep all fucking day. For years, I've been able to take a nap whenever I wanted to. Those days are gone. For years, I could. My perfect moment is when the delivery guy comes. I have an episode of Longmire or something of that queued up, And I open up the food. I got the chips ready, the drink, and the food. And then it's queued up to pass the fucking credits. And I hit play, and I take that first bite. And I just eat my food. Mm-hmm. And then I watch my show, and it's on record so I can fast forward through commercials. Oh, my God. Done. Done.
You could still do that, but you would create Louis J. Gomez.
Why does he do that?
No, but I'm just saying, if you left your baby unattended.
Does he do that?
You'd also have to get stabbed.
Yeah.
I just realized that Louis is a father, because he's still going out drinking with me. I just realized that. Well,
Jesus, what?
Not like late, but he'll have a few drinks. You know?
Don't stick up for him now.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. I'm
not
sorry.
Like late. It's fucking nuts. It's nuts. It's fucking nuts. I'm exhausted. And this is the thing, too, is like Dawn last night, we're supposed to switch off.
Yeah.
Like I go, and then she goes, and then I go. So he wakes up, you know, the first thing's at like 12, feeding, change his shit. First of all, the other day, I can't take him downstairs. He took a shit. So, okay, I'm changing his diaper. It's some baby shit. Then he starts fucking drooling, like just spitting up formula. Okay. Right, and then he starts pissing in me, like, and it's a beam, that has so much arc, so much power in his fucking piss.
Yeah.
It goes, it's like a laser that just can fucking go 3 to 5 feet, and power. Now I'm covering it, and then his asshole just pukes, and it just shoots shit right out of his asshole, and I saw it open.
What do you think he's trying to tell you, Bobby?
I don't know. I don't fucking know, Dan. What do you think he's trying to tell
me? He is multi-talented.
But it's amazing having a kid,
right? Here's the thing, though. My wife comes down and starts laughing so hard, she pisses her pants. So now there's just everybody around me is piss.
Well, you got to piss
shit
now.
And puke.
It's like, wow. Stand by me.
Yeah, if we were on a fucking...
I like that you just ignored Lawrence's question. Yeah.
What was it?
No, it's amazing having a kid, though, right? There's a lot of great feelings and stuff.
Okay, here's the deal, Mike. I'll be honest with everybody. Yeah. You want me to be honest with you?
Yeah, yeah.
Be real.
You, of course... now, yes, I love my child. My wife loves the child. We love the baby. But I think the connection happens more and more each day because he changes. Now, when the kid looks back at me... and smiles at something I say or is happy to see me is when I think the real, as far as I know, there's a lot of bonding going on that I don't know about. That isn't, it's not, I don't feel it. I don't get the accolades of the love from him yet. But when that happens, it's going to be a fucking overwhelming day when my kid misses me or when I look down and my kid's chilling with my wife and looking at her and, you know, loving her back. Right now he's just kind of fucking like a little alien. Man. You know, he's just staring up and, you know, his eyes sometimes cross. You think he's looking at you and then one eye just fucking fades off.
Yeah, but that's kind of how old people are right before they die, so you don't miss them, you know? Like
it's kind of true. Yeah. You just disconnect from them socially. Yeah,
yeah. just puking out of its asshole and forgetting I'm
glad my grandma was a vegetable right before she died.
Yeah, I know.
It's easier for me.
It is. It's like it's almost like they're doing it for you.
Now,
my uncle's a fruit. By the time my grandma was dead, we were all so fucking happy. It's just like, thank fucking
God. Well, it's weird that you say that, is that they, you know, they prolong their fucking lives. That my grandfather was almost 101, Jesus. But he had his shit together until like the last month. Thank you could still walk in the hospital. He's like, what are you doing? And then towards the end, it was sad to see my grandpa, but it was a very short time that you saw him fucked up. Thank God. It was like the last week he was like, ugh, shit. What the fuck was that? Like, he was almost tender. Like, hi. Like, my grandfather's never been that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I would love to go like my grandfather. Like, just 1 week of fucked upness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to be that dude in a chair just having some cousin wiping drool off my
face. They're stealing my stuff. I don't like them. They're stealing
from
me.
The nurses hit me.
The nurses, they watch me while I poo.
I saw him fuck Mrs. McGreevy while I was sleeping.
I told him not to.
They kicked my grandma out of the assisted living place because she was just giving random handies to like the dudes. She was 87.
Michael, I want to stop you right here. I just fell in love with you. You understand that?
Yeah.
You are now one of my favorite people on the planet Earth.
Thanks.
That you would reveal, that you would honor us with what a fucking tramp your grandma is. Why did she... Did she know what she was doing? Did she need money? What did no, she? I did mean, she want extra pudding? You gonna eat?
She was making enough pudding herself, but no. So she was like, she was 86, and in the assisted section, it was like Romeo and Juliet. She would go over to the unassisted section and just because. They had their shit together, yeah. And you know the Haitian, you know, monsters just threw her out. And
did you call Haitian?
Well, those specific ones.
The guys
South Florida.
Who work there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. The watch stealers. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. why do they call them watch stealers? They steal watches.
They often, yeah. They're the worst. People who work in those places are usually the worst fucking people.
Is that fucking? Why is that?
Because
what easy the fuck? Target.
Well, if it's uncomfortable for you to, like, see your grandma for a couple hours when she's dying, imagine having to be there all the time and work with them and, you know, it's yeah. probably fucking demoralizing.
You think that's where those fucking heartfelt hippie girls, as they say on Duck Dynasty, hi, hippie girls.
They all become pediatricians, though. They don't get into the assisted.
Right. They want to make money and be helpful to people.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they don't want to just help people.
There's a reward in helping kids. There's no reward in letting someone go.
Right.
No.
Yeah. So it's your grandma's jerking dudes off.
Yeah.
Like to completion?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think so.
What a trooper.
I mean, how do these
that's
guys.
That's more impressive of the guy.
That's,
but
a,
yeah.
that's
yeah.
a hell of a hand job, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's like old school talent. That's vaudeville work.
Just come on, sailor. Come on.
Look how much those hands had to grip onto yeah. one penny in the Depression. Yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah.
Only for a nickel, you can see.
Back in my day, we used teeth. No.
I struggle to jerk myself off to completion. Yeah. I'm 31.
I remember there was a moment my grandma had such a fucking panic attack because the Oklahoma City bombings happened and they preempted the Prices Right.
Oh, boy.
And she was wondering why it wasn't on and like calling us and freaking out. She's like, it's on CBS. Where's Bob?
You know? That's funny. Yeah. I usually give my hand jobs during the wheel.
I can't get into jerking mood unless I watch Kaplunk.
It's Plinko, but Plinko. Yeah.
Every time I see you miming like a gesture with your wrist.
Oh, there's Kaplunk. Yeah, there's. I think there's Kaplunk.
I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
I got to know now. Yeah. Somebody's got to Google Kaplunk.
Yeah. I thought that was just, I know it was a goofy name.
Yeah. What, Sam?
Yeah.
Have you ever raped anybody? My name. No, I'm kidding. Don't answer that question. I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, neither.
I tell you this, man. Sam, we talked about it before.
Right.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I think that.
Talking about his eyebrows right now?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about your eyebrows.
They're very upsetting.
Pretty wild.
I remember Tony.
Tony Moscato used to have his comic from Boston. Oh. He goes, I have these eyebrows, and sometimes I grow a mustache just so I can look like an equal sign.
Looks like I have a large equal sign on my
there
face.
There it is. Thank you.
And then he gets carded, and the guy goes, what are you even doing at this bar? You belong in a math equation.
I never said it was the best joke, but I did like it. Yeah, fuck it, dude. I mean, whatever. You've been through the. You didn't even go through anything.
Yeah, she just got me a bunch of new Facebook friends, basically.
Is it really?
Yeah. Well, every once in a while, I got a message from someone, like 2 weeks ago, from someone who's a minister and just told me like what a disgusting person I am. She didn't even watch the jokes, but she just like, I just read your jokes.
A female minister?
Yeah. I like that your controversy gave someone else a TV credit.
I know. She's like, I don't want my daughter to grow up in this world.
Wow. You
and then I just wrote back, how old is your daughter and can I see a picture of her? And she wrote back, me and my husband both laughed out loud at that. And I was like,
really?
Well, then you can't fucking pick and choose what offends you if I just made a joke about fucking your daughter.
Yeah, but that's maybe okay. Maybe they didn't know it was a maybe they didn't think it was a fucking your daughter joke.
What a sweet boy.
Also, the first one must have been sarcastic too then.
What? No, she was absolutely a long message saying like you don't have to respond. I'm not a like it was a long message. It was pretty sincere. But.
Wow.
What? Well, that wasn't the girl that was on the show with Norton, right?
No. She I think she was just blocking people. That's the funny thing is you see what animals your Facebook friends are on the comments, you know? Mm-hmm. People were just writing like I just wrote my thing and then people were like commenting, like, that cunt. I'm like, that's not what I'm saying at all.
Yeah.
But that's how that shit always starts, yeah. though, is that like you'll say something, you know, thoughtful or just about it, and then someone will end up be like, what a bunch of dick bags, because comics get too defensive sometimes.
The reason I took so long to respond, I took a few days, I was like, I want to take all my emotion out of it. I don't want it to be emotional.
And you don't know how to spell that good.
That's true. A lot of spell check.
Spell that well.
But you were never going to respond that.
Spell that good.
Well, apparently I just exposed myself and my own fears.
You're not homeschooling, right?
Are you ever going to... Doesn't your manager say don't respond?
Shut up, Kelly.
Why?
No, I'm kidding.
Is that this show's catchphrase?
Sometimes. Hey, mate.
Why did that feel
so
good?
What are you looking for? Do you want me to find it?
No. I'm what am I looking for?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking for internet. I had this really cool
letter from a girl.
Huh? The fuck are you finishing my sentence for?
It's like
what did I tell you about that? What did I tell you about that? What did I tell you about that?
Sutter and I just went on a trip together, and we spent so much time together, we were sort of finishing each other's
sentences.
Oh,
weird.
Classic.
Yes, and.
Yeah. We are friends.
I saw your little videos.
Classic.
The vines? The vines were good.
Shut your face. I like the vine where you shoot the French fry into your girl's mouth.
Oh, that's my favorite one. I said Bobby would like it after we shot it. Oh, thanks, buddy.
That's a funny one.
Let's get this to go viral. What's viral? 100, 200 followers?
No, thousands.
Oh, 2,000.
250.
I get so cynical about Vine. I'd be like, this peaked in 4 seconds. You know, the last two were just filler. You know.
I love Vine.
Act two is decent.
And he's really phoning it in that last second.
I was very happy that I vined the baby thing. You know, I tried to do it as cool as possible. Without being an asshole. And I was very happy that everybody was very respectful and very nice, and it was all nice comments, except for like two dudes that I blocked. I didn't even think about it. I just blocked them. But everybody was really nice. I was very impressed.
What are the mean ones?
With,
you don't give them airtime, Sam. Man. It's like you don't quote your rape jokes. You know what I mean? You just ignore them and hope they go away.
It really does feel great blocking people. I never did it until like within the last month.
You give
it's
the name. I'm just
awesome.
Saying what they said. I'm
if you say what they say, then they're getting, you know.
Changing bad
want.
Behavior. Do you know how it works, Sam? Jesus.
I don't know.
We're not going to give them the notoriety that you're getting.
Yeah.
I really
maybe
appreciate
how you get
it,
your
though.
Fans.
I do appreciate the notoriety.
There are enough controversial internet sensations right now.
Well, it bothered me that. That's the one thing that did bug me is I'm looking on TV now and I see these people that shouldn't be on television. Now they have fan bases. Because of, like, you know, somebody like you. At right. your expense, yeah, you made fans, but this person made fans too.
Yeah.
Like, I got a lot of emails about me circumcising my kid. Not me, but having it done.
Did you have it done?
Yeah.
Good
and
job,
I got a lot of emails. No, dude, here's the deal. A lot of, they were like, you mutilated your fucking child. You're a piece of shit.
Really?
I mean, very, wow. I mean, just very. Venomous, hateful, scary, like hate, like those crazy people hate. And there was very Jew hating, you know, they, you know, weird shit, man, that these people would take the time to put this email together. First of all, they had to they listened to something that I do. So whether it's an ONA fan or a YKWD fan, they would listen to my shit, and they fucking sent me these emails. Which I didn't really take to heart because I'm like, look, you got a point. Yeah, I don't know why we do. Why do you rip the skin off a kid's dick? I don't know, because it looks better.
It does.
I don't know.
Uncircumcised dicks when you get older look fucking weird.
They're gross.
They're really gross.
But
they
no
taste
one should
better.
Be talking about your kid's dick. You know what I mean?
But
like, that's not.
They taste better.
Place.
They taste better.
They do.
It really locks in the flavor.
Yeah, over the years. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Kelly was trying to defend. You like the uncircumcised?
I wouldn't circumcise my child.
Well, that's not what we're talking about.
But
we're talking about
I've
looks.
I've had no, they're fine. It doesn't. There's no big difference.
But I
it's for I've, the birds.
No, I got a lot. If I had written back to these people, first of all, I was like, look, you make a valid with all the cunts and fat fucks and fuck yous. If you took all that out of it, you make a great point. If I didn't make the decision. It's just kind of my culture, my religion. I don't. You make a. Oh yeah, man. I don't give a fuck if the kid had a little snuffleupagus. I don't know, but would he hate me then?
Yeah,
dude. Why did you give me this fuck? I don't know, but I did what I did. So go fuck yourself. You know, like that's go. What are you yelling at me for? Go to every religion that does fucked up shit.
Yeah.
And give, what about Chinese people that just throw away girl babies?
I'm a pretty mild-mannered guy, but you bring up dick skin, and I fly off the fucking handle.
Here's my issue. What makes them think it's okay to talk to you about that?
Yeah.
What part exactly. of what yeah. you do as an entertainer and comedian makes it okay for someone? I know that they're your fan, and they support you and whatever.
I don't think
still,
these people are.
Yeah.
I think these people are other. These are just fucking crazy people that, look, I have my beliefs. I believe certain things too, but I would never, ever fucking call somebody a piece of shit, dumb cunt, fucking vicious asshole because they don't believe in what the fuck I believe in. And I would I mean, it was anger, violent anger.
But here's a part of why, because you have an artistic outlet to express yourself and a lot of
what is that?
That, you know, comedy, that oh. when you have a thought or feeling, you can go on a stage and express it, and a lot of these people don't, and that's yeah, their
even
outlet.
Even if I didn't, here's the thing, is that, you know, these people used to live in the shadows. Mm-hmm. They did.
Yeah.
They lived in the
Living
shadows.
In the shadows of the
musical.
Thing.
Oh, yeah. Keep going.
And now that they can... yes! They can... They're out there now. Now they can just come at you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, back in the day, you know, first of all, you know, you heard something and you lived in Kentucky, you're not going to get in touch with me. I'm too far away. But now you can just touch me in a second with something. Go to my Robert Kelly, Google. Even if you don't fucking know me, Google me, comes up, website, every, you could get in touch with me every, I mean, except for my phone number, which I'm pretty sure you could get that too if you were enough of a fucking nerd and a psycho at the same.
Just direct tweet me. I'll give it to you.
And then, yeah, it's great. But I got this thing, this email from this girl that I'd like to read. It was on Facebook.
A reading from Robert Kelly and a letter from
isn't
Facebook.
That, isn't that kind of reading?
A letter to the Corinthians.
Dick Clipping Kelly.
What happened?
I just dropped my prosperity cat. Aww. There goes all the money.
Aww.
I'm listening. Okay, here we go.
Don't drop the computer.
I'm not going to. Kelly, you know, I mean,
yeah,
any
it.
Help?
I've got it here, too.
You want me to get my phone?
All right, Kelly, why
I've
don't you
it
read
in front
it?
Of me.
Really? I mean, really?
That's what I said to you before.
I didn't. Did she say it?
She did.
The cat fell for nothing.
Oh, fuck you, Dan.
I said, I've got to know what you're looking at. I've got it.
I just fucking look at man.
Right, relax.
Can I just say, you know, the wheels of the diet that I was on, the wheels of the truck that I was, the cart, the wheels of the diet cart fell off.
Yeah,
yeah, they're
I
gone.
Blame, I blame Gnome for giving you that mac and cheese. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the night it started. They're gone. I've been shoveling everything into my face for fucking 3 weeks. The wheels of the fat train have fallen off.
She's like, sugar. I'm living for two.
I gotta do something, man. Sugar, I don't. Sugar, I, sugar, I think sugar. My feet. Hang on 1 second.
Selflessness tastes like Papa John's.
Kelly, your wheels.
Yeah.
Your wheels are fucking.
Kelly's on one of those fucking those hand things that you do.
No, I can't. My arms are too wobbly.
Why can't your fans care about your health as much as your kid's dick? You know.
Yeah, that's true.
Put the sandwich down. You
just. That's what I love Amy's show when she did slap diet. Slap the food out of your face. A dude just comes up and smacks it out of your face.
All right. So you want me to, this is a letter that we got
all right,
from
now, Sam, this is a letter after all the shit went down. And this affected me, this letter. I thought it was pretty brave of this girl to email me this on Facebook. And I asked her if I could read it on this show.
Okay.
And I'm glad you're on the show. I was going to read it without you, but now that you're here, it's even better because I think this is for you, actually. So go ahead.
I'm listening to this week's episode of
Without
your podcast.
The accent.
Big fan of the show. You guys are hilarious. And I applaud you on discussing the whole rape joke controversy. I'm not a well-known comedian, so I know no one listens to my points, but I think it's a horrible what that feminist blogger did to portray that comedian, Sam, as a dude who would fucking laugh if he saw a woman being raped. Such bullshit. I am a female, and I was have been violently raped when I was 15 years old. Jesus. It was a shitty fucking thing that happened. I went to therapy. I'm sure it's fucked me irreversibly on some and every level.
Hang on 1 second, Kelly. do not quip during this.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Especially around the brutal rape part.
Yeah, you've had fucking a year and a half to be funny on the show. Don't do it now.
She's like doing that thing where she's like, brutal rape, well, it doesn't sound that bad of a time to me. All right, anyway, thank you. Like, what the fuck are you doing, Kelly?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Me and Bobby looked right at each other when you did that. You're like, well, that sounds like a bad time.
Yeah, don't, we don't need to... You don't need to add anything, you
as
fucking...
As bad as the misogyny in this country is the women-on-women verbal abuse.
Yeah. finish it, I'm on our side.
Yeah, I'm on our side. So as the prime audience...
Wow, what a great audience.
She's cracking jokes.
I don't know if she's my prime audience. I don't know.
I knew Dan was going to say audience and it made me laugh.
But, just read the thing without fucking quipping.
So as the prime audience that's supposed to be so offended by rape jokes or feel rape jokes on the subject belittle the seriousness of the act, let me say that being able to laugh at a comedian's rape joke was one of the most healing things regarding my own rape that's taken place. Here's why. When I laughed at the joke, I wasn't a poor, vulnerable female or a scared victim. I was a human being laughing at a joke. I had the power, not the person who raped me. The power wasn't shifted to fear. It was fucking taken back to me via my laughing at a rape joke. Now I understand that it isn't the case for everyone, but from the beginning, comedy has been about taking things one doesn't normally discuss and shining a humorous light on them. Example, rape, racism. Which used to be uncomfortable. Now, anyone who can change the pitch of their voice or grammar of their words and will know whether or not they are doing a little white girl character or a black guy. I don't know what that means. The point is, it isn't a scary, untouchable, uncomfortable topic anymore. It's out in the open. I feel like that feminist attention whore pulled a huge power play to take something that wasn't meant to be harmful and twisted it into something evil, some evil fucking thing that shit on that comedian's reputation, which is way worse than any rape joke. I guess first and foremost, people need to realize it is a joke. No one gets mad at actors when they portray a mass murder on the big screen because they are acting. When a comedian's on stage, they are joking, and it is completely fine for people to think a rape joke or any joke for that matter isn't funny. The same way you may not like an actor's role on an author's book, but you don't attack comedians as a person. You just don't laugh at the joke. I hear plenty of shitty jokes and I don't laugh at them, and it ends there. What that blogger did was extremely shitty to females too, like, oh, poor little girls can't take a rape joke. Shut the fuck up, you dumb cunt. There have been jokes about boys getting raped from years ago. You know that phrase, don't drop the soap. Yeah, did any dude ever get fucking weepy about that and say it wasn't funny to make fun of men being raped in jail? No. And it's not because they are heartless advocates of rape. It's because they know it's a joke. As a female that has been raped, I say loosen the fuck up. Keep the rape jokes coming. Yeah, I said that because I'm not a victim and I'm not a weepy little shit that can't take or make a joke. Thanks for healing me. And if anyone even read this, you guys are awesome.
You know what also is kind of interesting, coming from straight from a victim here, is like these bloggers speak on behalf of these victims, and they don't want to be spoken on behalf.
Well,
of,
Sam, you know? I'm going to be speaking on behalf of the bloggers on behalf of the victims. And I'm going to say, I don't like your tone.
P.S. I'm trying to get into stand-up myself. Would love any help.
Can I get a guest set at Levity Live?
Well, you're absolutely right, is that these women are speaking for the rape victim. Like, they're... was she a victim?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I mean, I got a similar message from someone who was a sexual abuse victim, and she said a very similar thing. And the crazy thing is, the joke isn't technically a rape joke. It's a joke about political correctness.
Yeah.
It wasn't. And the other joke, the Ambien joke, she didn't like. There were two jokes she didn't like. And that joke's not really a rape
joke.
Well,
now here's the deal, though. Now you can go to a comedy club, and if somebody says something that offends you, whatever it is, you can go home to your fucking little computer, open up your white MacBook Pro, and fucking blog about it.
But that's not the problem. I don't think it's wrong to do that. I don't care. Absolutely do that. The problem I have is her misquoting jokes and misleading people who I am. The problem I have is you're taking a very delicate joke.
I have a problem with that because when you represent yourself as you're the authority or you're some type of news outlet or you're the person that represents a certain group of people, I have a fucking problem with that. You're not. You're just one person.
Right.
Now you're trying to get fans and you're trying to get people to listen to you.
And she got me a bunch of new fans. So
but you got her that. A bunch.
I don't know if I got her.
Oh,
she got herself a lot by shitting on me.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's you know what? You go out there, you especially comedy or go attack movies too.
Right.
Go attack.
Why is comedy? Because they're doing.
Because
you're
a guy. You're a fucking.
But they're doing a character in a movie. That's the difference.
Yeah, but movies
have been attacked for years. I think that if comedy is art, and it is, then it deserves to be criticized like any other art form.
But everybody thinks they're the authority on funny because everyone thinks they have a great sense of humor.
But
no
everyone
one
thinks
ever,
they're the authority on movies
no, but
or
not
music.
The way, not,
or,
with, not the same with comedy. I've heard people say, I don't really have great taste in movies. I've never heard someone say, I don't have a good sense of humor. I've never heard that once.
Yeah, they have.
I've heard it about you quite a few times.
No, I'm talking about people saying about themselves.
No, I know. I got
the joke.
Zing.
I was trying to joke.
That was a zing. It wasn't a buzzing.
But the only problems, and this is off the side of a lot of things that have been talked about, I wish you didn't have to throw in the that whore, because then it makes it look...
Did I say
she's
that?
A, no,
yeah,
her.
Good.
She's
yeah,
making
good.
A good argument, well, and then she's like, that fucking whore, and you're like, well, now you're taking away from your argument.
Well,
and
because,
we're being,
I mean, well, that's like the people that wrote me the thing, you fucking fat, dumb cunt. Yeah. If they took all that shit out of their letters, I actually,
you'd be forced to acknowledge
that. You didn't need to.
You blew it back on?
Well, you didn't need to do that to your son. We're fine the way we are. We're meant to be that way. That's why we would have evolved differently. It would have fell off or whatever. You're actually mutilating your kid's penis for a religion, for that is made up, that I don't even fucking believe in. So you make a valid point. Mm-hmm. First of all, you're a week too late with your dumb email. Okay, so you're already too late. You should have hit me up 2 weeks ago when you found out I was having a fucking kid. Don't come to me after the fact. And come to me with knowledge. Don't come to me with fucking abusive anger, rage, knowledge. You know, come to me and tell me what the fuck's going on, but do it beforehand and say, look, man, don't do this. Really think about it. Here's the facts, blah, blah, blah. And then I might have not done it. I might have fucking posed an argument to my wife and said, look, I don't think we should do this, blah, 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 blah. But I didn't think about it. Because of ignorance, yes, I'll admit that too.
Yeah.
But it's not that these people, you're right with that fuck you and dumb cunt. You got to leave that. If you're trying to make a point to somebody, you got to leave that behind. But that's just the way we talk, though. I mean, most people talk fuck you and you cunt and stupid asshole.
But your point definitely sounds less intelligent if you throw that in.
Yeah, I know, to you guys.
That's
but if you're from Boston,
know.
It's
yeah.
fucking
yeah.
more poignant, kid. Especially if you fucking got the hopper with a new fucking iPad, kid.
But it's part of why we don't listen to each other and why we discredit each other's opinions.
Right. I think that what this girl said, it kind of struck me is that, you know, like it's the victim. I don't want to be a victim. I don't want to live in fear. If there's one thing in my life that I hate, it's fear.
Yeah.
And I'm constantly battling it. I've been battling it since I was two, since I had an abusive stepfather, you know, and now I have it all the time. I have it fear, all the career. I mean, my physical, you know, what the food, you know, trying to lose weight, my kid, my family. Am I going to be a good father? Am I going to be a good husband? Is this all going to fall apart like my life? You know, where all the, I mean, it's just fear that you fight all the time. I hate that.
But when you laugh or joke about it, that's relieving.
It goes away.
Though, isn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely. So that's what struck me about this is that this victim, which she was, has taken comedy for what it's supposed to be, freeing. I remember when I was in rehab, I told this before, when I got sober because I related to another human being who did fucked up shit like me and was trying to get off of booze and had a hard time. So when I found somebody like that to talk to and we could compare notes and help each other and I didn't feel so I'm just a piece of shit. And, you know, I remember when the first time I talked to this guy brought me in, Tom Tompkins, brought me into the room. He was this old guy, just yelled and screamed at the rehab. I was 16 and a half, and he's just fucking, you fucking, I just scream at people, fucking dumb asshole. He used to call me cunt head, because all I thought about was pussy. And he goes, now you'll fall down the stairs, your head would split open, a bunch of cunts would come out of it, Kelly, you fucking cunt head. That's the way he talked to me. But when he got you alone, he was the sweetest guy ever. And then he brought me in the room. He goes, tell me your deepest, darkest secret. And I was like, I don't have it. He goes, tell me the thing that fucks you up all the time, that you walk around with, that makes you feel different than everybody else, that you never told anybody. And I told him I jerked off one of my friends when I was a kid.
Yeah.
and I feel like I'm gay, and I'm not gay, and I feel like that was something, and I don't know what the fuck that was, and I was young, and I just kept it with me. And he goes, Gary, Josh, Tom, get in here. He brought these three kids. He goes,
jerk them off.
Yeah, he goes, no. He goes, did you ever jerk off your friend? Yeah. Did you ever jerk off one of you? Yeah. You ever jerk off? Yeah. All three, like, yeah, I did that. Okay. He goes, that's the most common thing for a kid to do. It's just sex. You don't know what it is. You don't know what it is yet. He goes, if you're doing it now, you're a fucking fag. But
no better.
That's seven fags. But, you know, it made me go, holy shit, I don't have to live in that darkness anymore.
Yeah.
So when somebody like that can actually relate to, you know, not rape jokes, but can laugh at the situation, or if right. you can somehow make it funny as a comic, I think that's great. That's what we're supposed to do, I think, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those are the messages. I got similar messages to that, and that seemed to be the tone. I don't want to speak on behalf of any of those.
Yeah, but I also understand that this girl is like, it's not funny. We need to stop. Yeah.
Stop it!
There's something, yeah, the way she, the blogger, it's almost, there's this smug pat on the back.
There really is.
There is,
you know,
like,
what,
she's
guys,
so proud.
You know what I did today? I just went out, and I just blogged all day. And, I mean, I'm not going to lie, my corporate mind's kicking around. And what do I think? I'm blogging about foreskin. That's going to be my
thing.
I don't
think the approach was correct, and I do think that the original piece was a smear piece. I just think that if we want comedy to be more respected, then we have to accept the tighter scrutiny that's going to come with that.
Yeah.
Look, here's,
you know, there are tons of books about film theory and film criticism, and, you know, and they teach music theory and music criticism.
Yeah, but those people who wrote those books are fucking very well educated on the subject and did a lot of research on the subject.
Yeah, and blogging is the open mic of journalism.
Well, exactly. That's my point, is that somebody who's, you know, knows this nothing about comedy, goes to a comedy show maybe a couple times, and then decides to take somebody out. Literally, take somebody out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With
email, she said she didn't want to have a conversation. There was nothing in there.
But I do I do think that there were valid discussions that came out of the argument. I'm not supporting the original piece.
I agree with you, Mike. I think the topic of it, I think that, yeah, both sides got their point across, and it was, you know, it makes, and look, comics are actually, I'm not, you know, you're going to be careful when you come up with one of these jokes now to make sure it's funny.
Oh yeah.
Funny trumps everything in my book. But you're not going to just fucking throw a willy-nilly rape joke out there anymore.
Did you hear about this guy who just got fired from SiriusXM like 2 days ago? You know?
No.
He got fired for making some joke about some retired football player who's got Lou Gehrig's disease, and it wasn't a funny joke. But then they were talking about in the news, well, Family Guy does Stephen Hawking jokes all
that
the
wasn't,
time.
That was down in Florida, wasn't it? Or wasn't it somewhere else?
Maybe Atlanta he was
in? It was in Atlanta. It was three guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Three guys in Atlanta. And they were doing, they were doing the voice, voice, like, wah.
But the problem was, it wasn't funny. It's not like you can't make jokes like
and
that.
We did that. We fucking trashed Opie one day for an hour, saying that he would, I forget where he was doing something. We were like, he comes back paralyzed, and he come in, guys, are you ready for the next clip? This is the Opie show. Anthony and Jim left because I was too boring. Because I can't talk out of a straw. We trashed him for like an hour. He thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's got to be funny, or else people... You're right. Funny trumps everything.
Funny trumps
everything.
Even
in the middle of the day. Like, this is like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's supposed to be funny.
How about,
but some people don't get past key words, you know, and it's like... And I'm not saying that's right or wrong. It just is a fact.
Well, that's wrong.
That was
not
written
past
as...
A word triggers you.
Well, that's what you're
wrong.
Saying. Yeah. Is though, you're talking about, you have to be knowledgeable about what the fuck you're talking about.
Because that was written
You have to know... I mean, if you're going to just go and blog about something when you're going to actually take somebody else down, when it could hurt somebody's career or social standings.
Well, you should be, but people with the internet, people aren't. I mean, that's
where it's hurt. You know what I'm saying? You should know what the fuck you're talking about. You should be an expert, at least know what the field you're talking about. I mean, I don't know if she's an expert in comedy. Even if she was a comic Or if she had been on stage.
She is trying.
But, is she really?
Which one is? Which one is? The
Sadie, right?
Yeah.
Sadie or Lindy?
Sadie, the one that wrote the piece on Sam.
Well,
Kurt said something the other day. He said that a lot of these people who are writing this are failed comics. And he's like, maybe that's why they're angry. And that's, you know.
There's nothing more spiteful than a failed comic.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, look.
I think it hurts our argument as artists to just go to that route and just be like, oh, well, they failed at this, so they can't talk about it.
Well, we don't know. First of all, you don't know somebody failed at it until they're 60.
Yeah, that's
okay.
True. That is
this
true.
Girl could be the this girl could be the next big thing.
She could be the next Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, well, nothing would make me happier.
I'm telling you, rape's not funny.
Nothing would make me. Nothing.
No means no. I'm serious. I'm over here showing my legs. I'm not asking for it.
If blogs existed in the late 80s, Kathy Griffin would have had one, all right? Let's be real honest.
Well, I mean, that would make me so happy if this girl became like some huge star and asked you to open for her, but said, please just don't do the rape jokes.
No, I'd love if she went for the rape jokes. I think that's her closer now.
And I thought
she's like, you know what? This comedy thing is hard. I'm doing a few rape jokes. I didn't want to. But
and I thought some of the things that Lindy said were valid, you know? And I mean, I was on that episode of Totally Biased, and she kind of was going into the line.
She made a rape joke.
What do you mean?
She did make a rape joke.
She made a rape joke and got a laugh on a fucking rape joke on the show where she was saying rape jokes aren't funny. I mean, it's fucking recorded.
Yeah.
Sadie
Doyle also did in the article she wrote about me. She wrote a rape joke in her response.
They make rape jokes in the fucking thing. I mean, what the fuck?
What the
fuck kind of people are they?
Yes!
The fucking bra makes a rape joke in the fucking...
Look out, look out, look out.
There's a colored guy and a fucking AIDS victim, and she's making rape jokes on the television.
The thing that kept upsetting me about that Norton discussion was how she'd be like...
Norton?
But
you wish it was Patrice?
When she kept doing the thing, like that side voice, where she'd be like, oh, okay, so now it's cool if I do this, and it was bothering me. She did it like six times, where she'd be like, so now someone's going to watch it, and they're like, oh, cool, I'll just get it. It's like, stop doing that side voice.
Yeah, she turned into a fucking South Park character.
Yeah.
That's what she kept doing.
Hey, everybody, let's go down there.
Yeah, because that's what she watches.
Yeah.
I guarantee.
Hey, South Park's great.
Yeah, but you know how many rape jokes they've made?
Wow, a ton.
I guarantee she has, if you're a cartoon... You can say whatever the fuck you want.
Indiana Jones, when they did a whole episode about Indiana Jones being raped by Steven Spielberg.
Get him, George!
A full-on accused scene with Indiana Jones as Jodie Foster. Like, brutal rape scenes
like
in South Park. They did everything. They did five different rape jokes with Indiana Jones graphically.
Then they put him on a pinball machine.
Yeah, that's what from the accused.
No, and I love it. I mean,
why does that not get fucking attacked?
Well, it sounds like they get attacked for a while, but not
the way Sam did.
Well,
that's because he's cool.
People have tried to get South Park. I mean,
and why
to
don't
the point
they?
Where the movie was about that?
Why don't they get to them?
Because it makes the station tons of money.
Exactly. Yeah.
But they fought it. They did fight it.
Sam, you need to make more money is my point.
I got to. And then it'll be okay.
If you were headlining, you wouldn't have been attacked.
Not so much for any kind of rape thing, just so you don't have to wear that shirt anymore. Yeah.
Really this was appalling. Supposed to get him to headlining. No.
this is a ruse. This is a bump.
I bet you they're fucking. And he uses a dull blade.
That's my fantasy.
The perspective I'm coming through, I've just been to way too many shitty open mics where comics have done the worst rape jokes, and there's just been one female comic having to fucking take it, and it's like, so
I sense something from you.
Yeah, that's fine.
You're kind of entrenched on that side of the business. I'm not saying this is bad either. Yeah. You have some friends over there. You're north and south.
Well, my mom was also a comic and dealt with misogyny all the time.
What the fuck? What?
Yeah, for 15 years. And, you know,
failed comic, right?
I mean,
I'm kidding.
I've had arguments with her about that, and I used to be more vicious.
I saw your mom do stand-up.
What do you?
Yeah.
Your mom's great. I saw her do stand-up. She's
to you.
Bonnie McFarlane.
Your mom is
she had him real young.
Voss is your stepfather.
All right, listen.
Shave the beard and get me a cup of coffee with three sugars.
I know how to emotionally accept Voss. I wish he was my stepfather. I've been in a room with Rich Voss. No. But
I don't even know if we were recording.
Yeah.
No, we are. We are. Keep going, guys.
No, but, you know, she was a comic for years, and some of the horror stories that she told me, which were real, are things that I've seen, you know, recently, yeah. And it kind of, you know, bothers
well, yeah,
me.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't make sense. Can I just say something, though? That doesn't make sense to me.
Okay.
Because I need more. What does that mean, horror stories? What do you,
you know.
Example.
Are you ready for some pussy tonight? You know, give it up for this next bitch. Like the way that women are.
Well, tell her to stop doing black rooms.
It's not even just that.
Yeah, are you ready for this?
But
bitch?
even when people are like, "Are you guys ready for a female comic?" Here's some
that's
estrogen.
Fucking, that's like awful.
That's
though.
Fucking retarded. That's idiocy.
But that shit still happened.
Oh, it happens.
I don't
all the
feel
time.
Like that's misogyny though. I feel
I'm
like that's
chick.
Fucking idiotic.
Yeah.
That's just dumb, and people think that's okay.
All right. So you're ready for your next comic? But if they go, this next guy, I don't go. Hey, I'm a human.
Hey, I what's the tone when they say?
Yeah,
when
it's
for
just one. And,
yeah, I know
they,
what Mike's saying.
When they're
though, yeah.
making it look like a novelty.
Yeah, but
if women could be funnier, they wouldn't have this problem.
But I know what you're talking. It's very hee-haw intro.
Will
like,
you let me know if you're kidding or not before I yell agreed?
Hey, my mom had to raise me without an iPad monitor. You know, it's tougher time.
Yes.
No, but I totally understand what you're saying, but I'm not talking.
That's not by choice. They weren't made. You're saying that like you didn't have enough money for it. There wasn't. It didn't exist.
She was emceeing. She couldn't afford it. Because
she was a woman. No. Male MCs get paid more. Ask Keith Robinson.
But that's a different thing. That's like a non-comedian reporting on jokes. But being in the trenches, as you speak of, as a chick.
And
is
she had a
different.
Husband, and guys would try to hit on her and fuck her and stuff. I mean, I think it is harder.
Yeah, but can I say that's not because she's a comic, though? It's just that if she worked at Grossman's Bargain Outlet, that would have happened.
Oh, that's a very specific and. That's very specific.
But being a comic,
but
I
can we? But
it's not because
alcohol,
she was a comic,
you know?
Though. If she were anywhere she worked because she's a pretty girl or a woman, she's. The guys are going to try to hit on her and bang her, even if she has.
But can't we strive to be better than that?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah. You should, as a man. Oh, shut the fuck up. You know what,
Mike,
I'm going to fucking shave your beard right down the middle and create a pussy.
Oh, no, my old persona.
It'd be funny if you couldn't play Brooklyn anymore.
Nah.
Not until you grow it back.
Yeah, he's exiled.
Yeah.
You stay in Queens.
Now I just got to write rape jokes. Yeah. Fuck.
But wouldn't you say it's a lot better for women in comedy now than it was when your mother was doing comedy, imagine a while ago?
I mean, in some ways, but I still do think that there is some level of misogyny, and I think some of the issues brought out from this initial argument were valid.
I agree with that.
I think that
we're going
piece,
the right direction.
I think the piece that Sadie wrote was a smear piece, and I don't respect that she attacked a friend of mine. I like Sam a lot, but I do think some of the discussion after that Molly had and Lindy had, I don't think everything they said was wrong, and I don't think we need to be so defensive all the time. That's how we make it better.
I just don't like when they come at it so cunty. Don't be so cunty about it. Just you know what?
But even using that word, man.
Yeah, but okay. Don't be so you're a bit snobby. How's that?
Okay.
Don't be
a
fucking snob about it. Don't go on TV and act like you're above me or better than me or somehow what I'm thinking or my comedy or my sense of humor is wrong because of you, because of what your sense of humor is, and then in the same fucking breath make the same joke. So now I'm sitting there going, wait a minute, I'm laughing at a joke you just said that you're saying I shouldn't think is funny. Where the fuck do I go from there? Where do I go? As a person that's trying to fucking listen to you and learn from you and understand you and find your point of view when you're playing, you get to do, when you understand comedy, you just proved the point. You said something that was funny. And it was about a
topic.
You
have a problem with them the way they talk down.
I agree with what you're saying.
I
like the fact that you're attacking her approach, but so many fucking people, and a lot of them comics, you know, and Norton even decried this, wrote jokes about her being overweight and stuff. And
listen,
that shit has to stop, man.
Well,
it doesn't make us look good.
Well, no, it doesn't have to stop. I mean, here's the thing. No, I look at
Mike, you got to draw the line somewhere.
No, look.
Can't do fat jokes.
When you're debating something like that, you're not going to, you don't go and attack. I don't think the people that went and attacked her afterwards, in the way they did it was wrong. You don't fucking, you don't wish somebody's death. You don't wish somebody's fucking violent death. You stop it. It's not
it's
not a fucking joke. Wishing somebody fucking dies is only funny once in a while between friends, if that somehow makes sense. It's not funny from strangers. It's not fucking funny from strangers. And the way we deliver harsh comedy, fucked up, edgy, real harsh comedy is something that we've been developing for 20 years with our other comic friends in front of hundreds and hundreds and thousands of crowds of people to know the timing and the essence and the minute and the second to say that one thing where it hits and people get it and there's a setup and a punch and there's something right coming after it and then we're going to go into this other topic to take you away from it. We know what the fuck we're doing. We're professionals. So to go and attack this girl, all right, she's on TV, she's there, she's saying it, but to go on and attack her and you fucking fat fuck, I hope you die, it's not funny. It's not right, and you're fucking throwing away all the shit that we do, Norton, and guys who are edgy and fucked up that liked it, and Sam, you're throwing it all out the window. You're not helping us. You're not helping us at all.
Right. And when I see that, I'm like,
But neither is calling her a cunt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I said neither is calling her a cunt. Yeah, right.
I didn't call her cunt. Cunty attitude, which is snobby. All right, listen, cunty, snobby to me, same thing. But the snobby approach to, you know, look, the tone which with you teach me something, okay, says a lot. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you're going to come at me like these people with the stupid,
dick emails.
Yeah, the cock emails. Why can't this fucking word eludes me?
Foreskin.
No, the what is it called?
Breast.
Circumcision.
No, circumcision. Yeah, there you go. I couldn't. Fuck. I'm sorry. I'm so tired.
Dick.
Look, if they came at me with a different tone, you know, and beforehand, I might have thought it through, and they might have changed my mind, maybe. But you know, the way that she present, and I know. I know she was defending herself. She was defending herself. Mm. She thought she was going to be attacked on the show by Jim. I thought it was brilliant by Jim not to be smart enough to not attack her because she was expecting to be attacked by somebody who attacks people.
Yeah.
But Jim is a very smart
guy.
I
thought he was fantastic.
Yeah. He's a very nice guy. For all the fucked up evil shit that he does or talks about or whatever,
right,
he has a huge heart.
Yeah.
A big fucking heart. So sorry. Oh, so go ahead, man.
The point he made about the South Park point about it's either all okay or none of it's okay, that was a great point also. Because where do you draw the line? I mean, you should, you know.
Well, I don't think that you come at it like, look, I don't think you come at it like, you guys are fucking assholes and pigs and guys and, wait a minute, stop.
Right.
We're not all like that. And you know what? If you go, look, man, I don't think it's cool that you do that. I mean, be specific what you're saying to me,
right?
And don't be an asshole, and don't talk down to me, and try to come at me with a point of view, and I'll listen. If there's one thing I've learned in the last 10 years, falling in love with a woman, seriously, falling in love with a woman, going to therapy, you understand? I was a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. I went to a third world country to fuck hookers.
Oh, you did.
To fucking. I didn't care about anybody. To have it all be taken away from me, to have the one woman that could be the woman for the rest of my life be taken away, it took years and years to connect to a female, because I was taught my whole life not to. We're taught as men not to connect, because if you connect, your life is fucking over. You're where I'm at now. With a wife and a kid and a mortgage and responsibility. Okay? That's death to most men. And you talk to guys. Don't fucking do it. Don't fuck.
Yeah, but
just
most
fuck.
Men do that. The majority of men
we
do.
We do. But a lot of us, and you excluded, because I think you have a healthy relationship with your girlfriend. I really love your relationship with your girlfriend, Joe. Honest to God. I love that you love your chick.
Yeah.
But a lot of guys don't. A lot of guys were taught fuck women. they're fucking, they're just trying to fuck you. And look, I've been with a lot of fucked up women. I've been with a lot of crazy fucking women. Seriously, a lot of fucking, wow. Like, we're on both sides, we're fucked up. But it takes a long time, the last 6-8 years, to learn about women and learn that I fucking, to love a woman and to be vulnerable and to give a shit about them. Now I have a kid with one. To love a kid, I'm going to love that motherfucker. Listen to me, man. There's one thing that kid's not going to have to worry about. Does my dad love me? And I don't care how fucking gay I seem in front of his friends. I'll fucking kiss that kid and hug that kid. You understand? I don't give a fuck. That's the one thing he's going to have. He's going to have self-esteem. He's going to know that people give a shit about him. Me being one of those people.
Where will you kiss him? Do you
on the mouth. I'll kiss him right on the fucking mouth. I kiss him on the mouth now, man. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. But these women, the way they fucking, if she had said, hey, here, you know, listen, man, and had a dialogue with you and discussed it with you, not with those people that want to attack you, with you. If sat down and went, what is this about? And you could have explained it and went back and forth. I think both sides would have learned
something.
Yeah,
but she wouldn't have gotten any followers.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been newsworthy. No one wanted
a rational,
Here's one of the problems, too, is that we as comedians don't get to control how people are introduced to comedy. So there are literally thousands of people who the only time they've been to a comedy show is a bringer show. Right. And if that's your entry into it, that'd be like if the only Indiana Jones movie you saw was the last one. You know,
I love that you bring your favorite fucking movies into it.
Well, no. I was also talking about
Have you ever
rape.
Hosted a bringer show? It feels like you're almost apologizing as you bring the comics.
But you know what I mean. But you know how many people?
Yeah. Want to say what's up to Linda?
But it's also the
I'll
reality.
Keep doing it.
The reality is there's an unspoken part of the audience that we never talk about, which is people that are just brought that don't want to be there. There's a group. If there's a group of 20 people,
and they're lied to.
Well, that too, and not even bringers, but even like a showcase show or headlining show, a husband and a wife. How many times will you see the husband having a great time and the wife's like, "All right, fucking macrame next week." You know what I mean?
Because she's a cunt. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Mike.
It depends on the club, though. It depends on who you have. If you have a street team, it depends.
You know what?
People line.
But here's
the
thing. I used to love Patrice's shows. I think he even did it on his CD. It's like you'd see the girl not laughing, and he'd be like, "Good. Yeah. That's the way. Yeah. That's the way it's supposed to be."
Oh, great comedy shouldn't be for everybody.
You should be offended, but it doesn't mean you get offended and go try to get somebody arrested and have their job taken away.
Yeah, it's
have everything misconstrued over the next 3 weeks and have people fucking wanting to physically hurt you.
But here's how we're in the West. If you hated someone, you would duel them. If you don't like them now, you Yelp them, you blog them. It's the new vigilanteism.
It's the coward. Cowardly.
A modern Punisher movie would just be him writing blogs. Yeah.
You know what? I'm a fucking asshole because I'll pull out my Yelp like a fucking six shooter.
You're damn right.
I went to a Cuban restaurant today around the corner from my house. They closed at, I think, 3:30.
Siesta.
Who? What?
Taking a siesta.
No, that's
and
fucking
Yelp
Mexican,
is unregulated.
It's all the same.
That's Cuban.
And what
I grab my phone. I go, do you have any Cuban sandwiches? No, all we have is this. We're closing. And I grabbed my phone out and opened my Yelp and started walking out. I didn't leave a Yelp, but I was threatening. I was threatening them. Like, I know they were looking at, like, this motherfucker's going to leave. I was waiting for them. No, okay, we have a Cuban sandwich.
Did they give you one?
No.
And essentially what happened to Sam is he got a bad Yelp review.
What's your badge number?
That's really what it comes down to. Blogs are another form of...
Kelly got a bad Yelp review.
Yeah, people get fired at my work at the restaurant for getting bad reviews. And a bad review is like... A bad review is like like someone writing on Yelp, "I waited 30 minutes for someone to seat me." Who waits 30 minutes at a restaurant to be sat at a table? Wouldn't you
Who
walk out?
Who sings their sentences when they're on a fucking podcast? Everybody does!
Yeah, we lose our jobs and stuff.
But it's vigilantism, you know?
Yeah, but it's so extra.
That's what it
is.
It's
so exaggerated that it makes no sense. And the fact that other people can believe it and not see through the irony, like, it makes me... Yeah. Like, especially like, feminism now is too, like, people, girls get confused now with being a feminist, like, sticking up for myself and what I believe in and not letting anyone talk to me badly, to being this crazy, huge thing of like, you can't say that.
Bruce Wayne now would be like, the turkey was dry. You know, like, that, like that's people's
Where
way
was
of
my
attacking.
Sides? I never got my sides. My coupon wasn't validated,
you know? But that's exactly what it is. That's people's way of attacking
but
and not feeling helpless.
Girls do that, though, because, but girls have started to do that now because, like, I don't want to sound like, oh, good feminist, but girls get spoken over a lot and not listened to.
I don't
for so
think
long.
That's true. I don't think it's true.
But now,
and
anyway,
I, as a matter of fact, Joe, I don't think it's. I mean, seriously, I don't think it's true.
But that's the thing.
But
the
Dan,
other way,
if you're gonna,
I just want
to
jump in.
Why don't anyone listen to me? That's why. That's why you're a rapist. No. But that's
my
the
God.
What is
that
the
funny?
You, that's what they do.
You chose to be talked over.
But that's what. But that's what they do.
You should have been talking that way.
Yeah. Why don't you get talked
I really do want to know what the point is now.
There's never a point, Joe.
I know there usually isn't, but that's I thought maybe this was the one. That's
She's
why I got
sassing
excited.
For sassing's sake. No.
This could be Kelly's first point ever. I enjoy the bit,
see?
But what if the bit is stepping on the first time Kelly said something intelligent
two,
ever?
Two children were born this month.
No, the point is
Robert's
that,
child and Kelly's idea.
But the point is that for like as soon as girls turn four, boys start being louder than them. So girls are used to being the quieter one all the time. And
you've
then
already, I'm already lost on that fucking fact that you have no backing
it
of.
It is absolutely true.
Just Google it. If I want to Google. No, I want her to Google it.
Yeah.
No, you just keep going with your point that we're going to Google.
They did a study that they found that girls are the same, have the same voice
who's,
or same vocal
they?
Sound. I don't know, some fucking town school with a fucking scientist in white coats. They did a thing where it was that.
Scientists?
Yeah.
That's what we call them here.
Okay. But when it's like 4 or 5 years old, girls, that's when girls start getting quieter and boys start getting louder. It's just a natural thing that happens all the time, everywhere. And then now it's like, you guys are leaving me on my own.
No, keep going.
We're listening.
We're leaving you on your own.
I like that. It's our fault
it's
for
our
being
fault
quiet.
That you're making no sense here.
You're telling us that we fucking yap over you. We shut up and you fail.
We're proving all those four-year-old boys right.
Girls are used to being the quieter one. And then when they start getting a voice, they take it further than what they probably should. Because they are used to not being listened to and being spoken of. You're not funny. Shut up. Because I get told to be quiet, not just in this room, but every other room that I do comedy in a lot.
I don't think that's right. I think you should be told to shut up.
Yeah.
No.
And then when I do have a point, I'm really emotional about it because I'm like, oh, you didn't listen to me last time. Fucking, and you just, years and years of being told
we're
quiet,
listening to you
like,
right
now. Wait. Hey, we do. I'm on Sam's side.
If you're bored because of who she is and not what she is,
I think
that's progress.
I think your mother right now would tell Kelly to shut up.
Well, that's my point.
I don't think. I think where we are. I think
you guys
some,
wouldn't know.
Oh God,
you wouldn't know, Bobby.
Be quiet and buy your
woman.
Son some razors. That's what my mom.
No, but that's the thing. Like everyone, you guys can say everything, but and the thing is, I'm totally on Sam's side. I'm never gonna be a girl like Lindy West, but. It's like, unless you walk in these shoes, it's like, I don't know what it's like to be Barbie, but no one knows what it's like to be me. Because you don't know what it's like to walk into a room, a comedy room, and other comics, how you get treated.
First of all, I don't know what the fuck you...
And why we are the way we are, because of the way we're treated through years and years of being treated the same way.
Well, why don't you learn how to carry your own groceries?
Kelly, I think I know what it's like to be you. I ate one at a LOL comedy club the other night.
I
I know what it's like to be you, Kelly. I've eaten until I've passed out and then cried and then eaten more.
I think she just gave us the world's first podcast filibuster.
If I keep talking,
I don't know that.
And if he keeps talking.
And now on the floor, Kelly Fasuga from Australia.
I don't know what a filibuster is.
My prime minister.
It's Kelly Fasuga goes to Washington.
What's a filibuster?
It's where you talk until they try to, until they
Strom Thurmond holds the record for 56 hours to or just, yeah, to just, stop civil rights.
Yeah, you just keep talking and talking and talking on the floor. And you just keep yapping and yapping and yapping and they can't do anything about it.
Mrs. Smith goes to Washington,
That's why.
Okay.
I said
Kelly
Fasuga
goes to Washington. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Anyways.
I didn't know what the word was for
if
it.
If only Jimmy Stewart.
I wasn't born in this country.
We got to stop talking about these rape jokes.
I'm so glad that I was like, look, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
And
And then an hour later.
Well, you knew that. Come on.
I really, honest to God, didn't want to talk about it, but it's such a fascinating. And this is why we wound up talking about it, Mike, is because you are kind of on the other side of it, and you bring that perspective of the girls. Like, you can. So, I mean, which is good. I don't think it's a bad thing. Yeah,
you
I
did
mean,
it, you
I
did it much better than Kelly did.
Yeah,
I'm on. I'm a comic, you know, and I want the right to. I do rape jokes in my act.
What?
Yeah.
What?
My closer that I did on my first TV set was a rape joke. Yeah. I mean,
Mine's being and blown all over Brooklyn.
Yeah.
All those girls that liked you and now are like, what? This motherfucker raped.
But I don't think. But I don't think it's wrong for someone to be upset if I do that joke. That's their right.
I'm not saying that at all, though. I'm absolutely blog away. Just at least, but have some integrity in what you do because we have integrity in what we do. Get your facts right. Don't misquote jokes. That's all we're asking.
I never said it was right that she misquoted. I said it was right for her.
Some quotes in her article. There was one line that said,
"I just threw up in my own mouth."
Sam Morrell smiles while raping women. Samuel smiles while talking of raping women, and I was like, "You left the word joke out. That's a big word in there."
But it's also not every rape joke is horrific, but not every blog about it is bad either.
And you're right, it's the open mic of a blog, right there.
What'd you just say? Yeah.
Not every rape is horrific.
Jesus Christ, Joe.
Maybe we're going into
what about the
rape joke?
Is it okay?
No, it's not okay for me to make a rape joke. Sam does it for a living. I just threw one as an aside.
Is it okay to sexually fantasize with your lover?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I choose the word lover to bring it back to the 70s. Yes,
passion. You want
to
be my lover?
Full of passion.
Passion ball.
Robert just got very light FM on us, right?
He's like, hey, everybody.
Is it okay to...
I would say heavy FM. Keep going.
I'm writing that down.
Fuck you.
Heavy That would be my FM radio name. If I ever give up comedy and go to Tampa to do fucking radio,
I will be right there with you.
Heavy FM and Dan Monster in the Morning.
I love that you're listening to Heavy and Monster in the Morning on 107.7.
I love that you said Tampa. I just want to give up in every way possible. It's all or nothing.
Is it okay with these women if sexually we fantasize, if I was with a woman and we fantasize about rape?
I don't think that's cool.
Like, you know, if she liked to be raped.
I don't think that's cool.
I mean, all I'm
is that okay? Is that bad too? Is that terrible to do? I'm not saying I do that. My wife won't even play a massage parlor. She won't even be the masseuse because she fucking does. She's an esthetician. It's too close to what I do. No, it isn't. It's not even the same ballpark. It's a different part of the salon.
But all I was trying to say was...
But what I'm saying, okay. Michael...
All right, I'm sorry.
Michael, what I'm saying, is it okay? Do you think it's okay to sexually be deviant and play, you know, okay, I'm going to break in and hold you down and force you?
It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Is it okay?
It is very weird.
Is it okay? I don't know.
Of course it's okay. It's just...
Against someone's permission?
You might want to go
to therapy. I'm asking you, do you think that's bad?
What, to fantasize about it?
No, I mean, to actually do it with the girl.
It's fucked up.
Against her will, yeah, of course.
Why is it fucked up?
Is she into it?
Yes. If she's into it, I think it's
fine. I'm not
fine.
Just
it's
breaking just into a... Yeah,
yeah the point
I'm
of,
not really...
Yeah,
that's real rape.
But the point of rape is no consent, and if there's consent, it's not rape.
It's fucked up
but
because
it's,
you're kind of into rape.
I've seen... Let me just say something. I'm not saying me. I'm saying if somebody was...
He... It. Or she.
They.
Us.
I saw a porno that, you know, with a girl. Okay, here's a scenario. Tell me if the scenario
is bad. Let
me
take my pants off.
Okay, wait a second.
Tell it slow.
So the girl, here's the thing.
Kelly mood music.
The girl is, the guy drives by the house.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What's
Who's the guy? TT boy? What are we going to do?
Is he wearing a uniform?
So black guy, white guy?
He's like
I don't like if it's a black guy. I'm going to the next clip if it's a black guy.
No, he's a Spanish guy.
Ah!
Light skinned.
So, Lewis.
Okay. Hey, there's a house. I'm going to go rape it.
I said light.
I'm going to use the Kimura on her.
I said light skin, not gray, fucking dark under the eye skin.
Right. Castle Grayskull.
Yeah.
He-Man, I'll get you.
Yeah, he kind of is the merman of this podcast.
Yeah, he's a baby that had a fucking cement carriage. his elbows are just all fucked up. Yeah. So the guy is going, he's looking for this house. He gets the wrong house. He breaks in. This woman is there. Husband is in the closet.
Her husband's in the closet?
Yes.
Okay.
Husband's in the closet. She calls up on the phone. Hey, I want to hire somebody to come over and blah, 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 like an escort. The guy comes in, throws her on the bed, forces her. She's like, no, no, no. What are you doing? He rapes her, basically rapes her.
Oh, this is awful.
You know, she gets into it halfway through. She starts, like, you know, fucking it. And you can see the husband watching from the doorway. Ugh. And then at the end, he, you know, fucks her in the ass and jizzes and blah, blah, blah. He leaves. You tell your husband next time he's going to fucking, he owes the money, he pay the money, and he leaves. And then the phone rings, and it's the company, and they're like, look, the escort can't find the number of the house. And she's like, what? It was actually a real mob guy who went to the wrong house. And raped the wrong woman.
That stories. Is a heck of a misdirection. Yeah.
Now, am I using Snap correctly?
Yes. Snap! And at the end, the rape guy
the
and the
girl...
worst
Twilight Zone episode ever.
The rape guy and the girl were on the bed, and they went, hey, I just want to let you guys know that was a fantasy of ours. This is my husband, and we love each other, and this is a fantasy of ours for a long time, and we just wanted to live it out. I know it's bullshit.
At that point, you've already came and turned off the clip, so I don't think you're sticking.
But there's
around.
Also, but there was participation there. Yeah.
How do you broach that topic with a loved one?
Yeah, you're like, honey, these mashed potatoes are lovely.
Are you into
Should
that?
We do fake rape on Thursday? Fake rape?
I dulled the knife.
Yeah,
and I unlatched the basement window.
Yeah. No, I didn't think that's as gross.
That's disturbing. I don't like that at all.
But we all have an internal censor, right? There are certain things that you don't say on stage. Because you
right,
know that you couldn't defend them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just don't think what your beliefs are, what you think is good or bad, right?
I believe children are our future. We
teach them well and let them lead the way.
Well, here's like something that was interesting to me. Last year, I did the nasty shows with Bobby Sladen. And he hosted.
Oh, great the guy. Fucking Pitbull.
Yeah,
Pitbull of comedy.
No, but here's what was interesting was there was an interracial couple in the front, a really large black guy and a larger white woman is often the case. And he just went after this black guy. Every racial joke under the sun. Literally called him a gorilla and went ooga booga booga booga. Like just every fucking thing you could imagine. It's funny, yeah.
I'm sorry. Did you say ooga booga booga booga?
That's,
like a
in
bug
quotation marks. In quotation, yes.
Wow.
Now,
what?
Never
did anybody ever find out what ooga booga booga means in the African language?
Yeah. Hilarious. I think it's translated into belly laugh.
What if that...
Ooga booga booga.
It translates to we need to do something about apartheid. No.
Okay. Ooga booga.
Ooga booga booga.
So he's fucking just wailing on this dude. And he gets off stage, and I say to him, I'm like, man, I noticed you never once made fun of how fat the woman was. And he says to me, what do you think I am, a monster?
That's great.
I mean, and that's the line that he, and it's also kind of, if he had gone that far, the audience probably would have turned on him, probably through trial and error of years of doing
that's
that. And he knew he couldn't defend it.
See? Women have it easy. This guy's
and what I'm
getting
saying
called
is,
an oogie boogie or whatever.
Well, you can't fuck with women the way you can fuck. You as a comic, yeah. You can't fuck with women the way you can fuck with men.
You can't fuck with women
the
way
you
fuck
with
men.
Well, I'm saying but he was working under his internal censor, and when we go into a random audience, we're dealing with everybody who has their own, and sometimes there's going to be people who aren't happy with the shit we do.
Yeah, so what?
Yeah.
They're going to do something about it.
That's our job. No, well, they don't have to do something about it.
I think
you know what you do about it? You don't laugh. That's your responsibility.
Yeah.
That's how you let me know you don't think it's good. You don't laugh.
If I go
to a fucking play and I don't go back, I don't applaud, I don't stand up at the end if I don't think it's good.
But lots
and I
of
don't
people,
tell people to go to it.
Yeah.
But I don't go and tell the fucking world and make shit up about it.
Bobby,
and
you
I don't
you
attack
do
it.
A play?
I have a play.
But lots of people.
I've done a lot of theater, actually, back in Boston.
But lots of people do go online and write reviews saying, don't see this play.
Just because there's one or two blog girls who, you know, say this stuff, it doesn't mean that you have to discredit the audience. The argument all the time because there
absolutely,
is
yeah.
I just want to say
shit
this
that happens all the time.
And women, we I think we respect women way more than we did fucking 10 years ago.
Yeah.
No, we do.
Especially in comic. First of all, Kelly, your tits look great today.
Thank you.
And also, women be shopping. Women, you know you be shopping.
Real quick, guys. Kelly, go ahead.
Okay, so we'll go through the advertisers. So tweakedaudio.com is where we go and get our headphones. They're inexpensive and they're really good and they're tough and they're durable. Don't buy just one. Buy two or three or four. Pop in the code DUDE, D-U-D-E, and get 33% off all of your headphone needs. It's free shipping and there is a, it's not a lifetime warranty, but it is a kind of lifetime warranty where I think if it's more wear and tear,
Do me a favor. Don't lose your self-esteem through this, because just go. This is why women get beat. This is why. They're not as good as us. Want to see Dan do one? Dan, go. Watch. Watch. Go.
What are we doing?
It's more comfortable seeing her do that during a plug as opposed to someone's horrible story.
Go to riotcast.com/Robert Kelly and click on the Amazon link where you can buy all your stuff, and 25% of it actually goes to the YKWD cotton.
No.
10%?
Give it back to Kelly. You know what? Women are better. Women are smarter.
So that's riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Ooh. Click on the Amazon link, and so you get whatever you need, whatever you want to buy, and then you help us out because you do get this podcast free weekly, and sometimes you get twice weekly. Bi-weekly? Is that a word? I don't know.
I've been, we actually been doing these Thursday one-on-ones. I did a really great one with Dov Davidoff this week.
That was great.
Awesome.
I listened to it. And also Gamefly as well on the riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Gamefly. Have you used the Gamefly link yet, Dan? I haven't got games, so I don't use it.
No.
Is it two?
You don't
two
have
games?
A game. she's got no game. That's a Spike Lee movie.
And also, we have to thank some donations, Bob.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to thank Noel Baruso. We want to thank Douglas Maloney, Heather Graves, of course, Kevin St. Louis, Matthew, Jordan Crosby, Jersey Zalewski, and that's it. So thank you for the donations. Thank you for listening to the show. Number one, thank you for subscribing and leaving a review on iTunes. We got fucking crazy reviews on iTunes. Ooh. And you guys, if you haven't reviewed and subscribed on iTunes, even if you listen to the podcast on another app or another source, do that anyways. It promotes the show. It keeps us in the top 100, which we've been for over a year and a half now. Which is pretty amazing. And there you go. So I'm also doing the show up in Montreal at the Comedy Festival. Mike, you going to be up this year?
Not this year.
Are you, Sam?
Not allowed to say.
No, he's not.
He's not going to be up there.
Are you going to be up there?
He's not going to be up there.
Sam?
No, he's not.
He's not lying.
Wow.
No.
I'm fucking weirded out right now. Joe, are you?
I am not.
Are you?
Nope.
Kelly, are you?
I don't know yet. I may go up because Celia's going to be there. So I might go up there to meet her.
Celia, you may bring me to Montreal.
So we're going to be doing
improviser, but what a voice.
I'm doing the show up there. I'm doing two one-hour shows up there. So just go to jefforlast.com or go to my website, robertkellylive.com, and get tickets to the show. If you're a fan of the show and you guys are from Canada, Buffalo, Rochester, anywhere from up there, Rochester. Toronto, get the fuck over to Montreal for that week. And make sure you go to my one-hour show and the YKWD show and my gala show if you want, I guess. I don't know. But definitely my one-hour show. I got to sell those tickets. So I appreciate you guys supporting it and spreading the word and getting people involved. And next week or this, we already passed this. Well, I don't know where the fuck this is. I got to piss so bad. We're going to take a break that you're not going to know about because it's literally going to go fum, fum. It's going to go. And you're not even going to know that we took a break because Bob Kelly has to take a piss.
Well, now you're definitely going to know we took a break.
You're not going to know we took a break, dude. You're not going to know we took a break because we're going to literally fucking talk.
That's hilarious.
And you know what? I'm not even going to take a break. Fuck it. Let's just keep going.
Just hold it, dude.
Piss in your pants.
The magic has happened.
Radio.
And nobody knows. The magic has happened right before your eyes. You don't know, 'cause it's a big surprise. It's me, 1985. Bobby Rock and Roll. I sing you in this song, and you just want to go. Bam, 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 boom, bam, boom, bam, boom, bam, boom, bam, wow, wow.
and the lights go down in Texas, and the lights go on in Montreal.
They lost it. They lost it.
Oh, there's three good? People that were really uncomfortable in this room.
We're good. Well, at least you can't judge us the rest of the show. That's good.
It's like when Dad raps.
Hold on, let me plug my headphones back in.
Thank you.
Oh, a buzzing.
Everybody, like I just saw my grandma give someone a hand job.
Everybody put their fake mustaches on. Joe just had a bazing. Oh, my finger smells like balls. I tell you, this week, was it last week on O&A? Nothing was more uncomfortable when Norton, they have it. Oh, God, please Google this. Norton, Ozzy comes in.
Yeah.
In the studio, and he's like, Jesus Christ, Jim, you look amazing. You lost the weight. Jim.
Saw this.
Fucking had a British accent.
He replied British.
He just went to the gym and, you know, exercised a little. It's the most enraging, just fucking, this Borg. He is assimilating asshole. Turned, this Madonna cunt, just turned English. And, you know, eating healthier. What the fuck, man? Kelly, if you find that audio, I tell the E-Rock to say, I love Norton, and I get it. You know what I mean? He goes, he just texted me. He goes, I was nervous. He was just nervous. So what, you turn English when you get nervous? Wow. Is that, hello? All right. Is the plane going to crash or not? It's a lot of turbulence. Now, I seen a scab on your dick. Do you have AIDS? Oh, my God. So, anyways. Yeah, so I'm going to Montreal. Nobody else is going to Montreal in here, apparently. So, it's just me up there. So, nobody from the YKWD in this room is going. Colin's going to be up there.
Oh, boy.
Which is going to be cool. Big J's going to be on the show.
Oh, boy.
And Pete Corelli.
Oh, boy. Oh, wow.
For the podcast.
Nate Bargatze's also going to be up
there. Nate Bargatze's going to be up there. You know, fucking Nate, this cocksucker, he hasn't even called me. I texted him.
This cocksucker's an arch criminal. No offense.
I texted him. He hasn't emailed me. He hasn't sent in his fucking...
guest spot?
Nothing. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
And once you have a kid, someone else can't use the I have a kid excuse.
No, because I got one too, you cunt.
Nah.
I have, if not more, no time than you.
Nah.
If that makes sense. Anyways, yeah, that fucking cocksucker, man. I've left him text messages.
Not a good person.
I'm hearing playback from something.
Let's not get carried away. Did you got it?
Yeah, I'm going to queue it up, though.
So, hey, all right, let's move on topics. You know, to sum it up with the whole thing. You know, if you just come at somebody, if you just come at somebody with a different tone, if you can discuss something the way you want to be talked to, you know, you don't like people, you fat cunt, die, hippo, fucking fat face. Maybe, you know, you should use some of that with when you talk to the person you're acute that said something you don't like. Right. You should say, hey, I really don't like, because let me tell you something about comedians. We're the most approachable people in the show business. You can email us. We'll email you back. We'll respond to you on Twitter. People get dumbfounded that, dude, I can't believe you. Yeah, because I'm we're the most down to earth of anybody in show business.
And we have the least to do with our time.
That's true.
I'm actually scrolling on Twitter. I'm like, no one's added me in a while, and it's like, it's, you know, I want to respond to someone.
So you know,
I'll tweet at you, Sam.
Yeah, well, fucking write a really good another rape joke. Read a rape joke too that's not funny, that's really just about rape. See what happens. You get a lot of fans. You and Lewis can do your own podcast. The Raping Fisters.
Everybody.
So you guys, everybody, who saw, by a raise of hands, who saw Superman?
I saw Man of Steel.
Higher hand raisings. More confident hand raisings.
Yeah.
Just three people. Kelly?
No.
Do you need money? Kelly can't afford. Kelly has to go in with a limp and grayer hair to get fucking movie tickets. Oh, nothing? Man. Nothing?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Joe?
No. Kelly's hair is very dark today. I think she looks pretty sexy. She's got a dark shirt and
dark
hair.
Don't be condescending, man. And don't be misogynistic. And don't be rude to women.
Thank you, Joe.
It's dark for no reason. Speaking of Superman.
Superman... I'm hoping, I haven't seen it, so please don't ruin the whole fucking thing.
I promise.
I'm hoping,
they already did that.
I'm hoping that it was as what they did with Batman, they did with this movie.
No. That's
well,
what
first
I think a lot
off,
of people
you
think.
Can't do with Superman what you do with Batman because they're entirely different properties. You know, you wouldn't want to watch a Richard Pryor special and then expect the same from Bob Newhart. You know,
actually,
I mean?
I would.
No, okay. But the,
I'd want Bob Newhart to go, nigga, okay, this motherfucker right, suck that, my dick.
All right, that's pretty
damn.
Awesome. Yeah, and Superman does this in this movie. I mean, this is what I'll say about it.
I hope you'll say it because we're on podcast. Yeah. This is mainly audio.
But I was like, you just have to follow my blog. No, is the thing is that I think that action wise, these are some of the best superhero action sequences I've ever seen. The fights are fantastic.
Great.
Now the problem is, I think it's just really cynical. And joyless and lacks any type of humor or wit or fun.
What about that alert joke? That was something.
I mean, that's like as much as we love what Nolan did to the Batman movies outside of Heath Ledger's performance, they are just fucking. It's like hanging out with an emo kid. They're just too dark and there's nothing that makes you smile. You know, and that's what a great comic book does.
Oh, what about the opening scene in the third one? That made me smile the whole time. The planes and the things.
They had to redo that. The original audio in the third Batman, you couldn't understand Bane.
Yeah, they needed to redo it again.
They had to redo it, and then they really had to do it again because...
Yeah, it's terrible, yeah.
I know, but it was a great opening scene.
It was.
Oh, my God.
It's nothing compared to the bank robbery scene in the second one.
Yeah, you're right. Bank robbing scene to open Dark Knight is way better than the airplane scene.
Yeah, but
Dark
you can't.
But they both make me smile.
I know you can't do the same thing again.
Perhaps he's wondering why he would shoot around before throwing him out of a plane. What?
What did you say?
I got it. Perhaps you're wondering.
I mean, you quoted it. You know what he said.
We can
wait. I love that. I mean, don't get me. I like that movie.
We could spoil Dark Knight Rises, right? It's
terrible. I actually haven't seen that.
I don't think it's terrible. I liked it.
It's awful.
I would love for you to fuck me in the ass doing Bane.
Yes. This dick is yours.
Blog about it on mine.
Your butthole is open.
I just want to stop and get fucking Ro. Ro is just looking at you like a proud father.
Perhaps you can lick my balls on Tumblr.
Oh my God. Could you tone down the puppy love, please, Ro?
No, I love Bane.
No, you love Bane and you love fucking. You love Dan. Ah, shit.
Oh my God.
Let's get a really great actor and hide his face. It's genius.
Shut up! I liked it.
Tom Hardy is one of my favorite actors.
Yeah. Oh, he's great.
Oh, he's my favorite.
Bronson's fantastic. Plus,
fighter. I mean, warrior.
He is punked out like such a little bitch at the end of that movie that I wonder why I ever cared about him.
Yeah.
Oh, Bane?
Yeah, the way he left the movie sucked. I agree with you.
He literally, the fight that Batman has with him is like a kid punching another kid with braces. I've got to go to the orthodontist now.
Don't hit me. My rubber bands are in.
I mean, it's...
Please stop hitting me.
It's a great Bruce Wayne sitting in a, jail cell watching C-SPAN movie. It's a terrible Batman movie.
Why the fuck doesn't Batman just shoot the motherfucker to begin with?
He can't
kill. He can't use guns.
And he can't kill.
Yeah.
Okay, so there we go. Now, let's moving on to this Superman movie.
Yeah.
Sam, have you seen it?
I haven't seen it.
Do you care?
I don't really care. I never gave a shit about Superman.
Really?
Sam doesn't have a heart. He's a cold-hearted rape joke machine.
Jesus Christ.
You like Superman?
I Superman.
Yeah.
I do like Superman. I love the whole... I love everything about him.
Back in.
Yeah.
I love everything about Superman. I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's great. I mean, it's funny, though, that he only takes care of Americans. I kind of like that, too.
That's why Red Sun was such a great
That's how you know he's from Kansas, you know?
Yeah, yeah. They literally put him right in the middle. His colors are red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's pretty convenient to be white and land in Kansas, you know?
Yeah.
Like that's
also to a family without other kids.
Yeah.
Like it just
why
happened.
Somebody's never done like a he landed in like 125th Street in Spanish Harlem and grew up with a bunch of Puerto Ricans and pit bulls.
Widow, widow!
It's like, hey, look, Martha, he landed in this cornfield and we're infertile.
Yeah. Perfect combo. Could you imagine if they would have landed it with a real Kansas family? There's like six kids and they're like,
this guy's an alien.
Pa Kent is such a shitty fucking character in this movie.
I'm gonna ask you a question. Kevin Costner, yay or nay?
Yay.
His acting is fine, but it's tough. As a nerd, I don't want to spoil, so I won't. But there are major choices they make with this character that I just despise.
Okay, so you don't like him. And you don't give a shit about him.
I didn't think there was a single performance that was like, whoa.
Did you like?
I thought Michael Shannon was great.
Yes.
I thought he was okay.
Who's Michael Shannon?
He plays Zod.
Zod. He's awesome.
Yeah, he's great. Now, okay. Well, let's get to this. Now, okay. Zod. Great.
Great.
All around?
Great. Yeah.
I just thought he was whatever.
You're out of the game, Joe.
He wasn't great the way Tom Hardy was great. He wasn't great the way Heath Ledger was great. He was just a guy.
This game's not for you.
Because I'm giving more articulate answers.
You're not giving. Everything is the same.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I didn't think anybody was that good. Everybody
great,
was good.
I'm saying it wasn't as good. I'm giving you comparisons. I'm giving you why. I'm giving you reasons. I'm giving you multiple sentences.
All right, you're back in.
Thank you.
So, okay, Zod, great. Now, what about Superman's dad? Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe playing Jor-El. Yes. I liked his performance. I thought the performance at the beginning of the movie was great, and I thought as the movie went on, it got worse.
I think he's literally Clippy from Microsoft Word. He only exists to explain things to the audience. He is just a tutorial. There's like 10 minutes in this movie where you are literally watching a video game, and it's just Jor-El saying, press A to punch, press B to fly, and there's no humanity. It's just all exposition.
I agree. I think the second one could be good and fun. The first one is like, you got to read this. You got to read this to get this.
It's homework.
And it went on. It was too much screen time for him. It was like 40 minutes at the beginning where I'm like, I know that Superman gets to Earth. Let's just get to Earth.
And I didn't like the angle they took with it, with him. I thought he was, you're right. I agree with both of you. He was in it too much. And I liked the original Christopher Reeve movie where he put in the crystals and then was, you know, he could see his father giving the speech. And this one I thought went on too long.
Original Superman, you're a fan of?
I love it.
I'm a fan of it. Original Big Superman fan. Is great.
First Superman's great.
First Superman was one of the best superhero movies ever made.
It was the first big one, yeah. Outside of the flying around in reverse time, which negates any suspense or terror. That kind of fucking sucks.
Yeah, when he turned the world around.
Yeah, that's like you just do that every time. Yeah,
my friend. Yeah. Well, you couldn't do that every time because it took a lot out of him.
Yeah, I mean, but then
he was winded.
He just eats a Cliff Bar and then does it again, and he's fine.
I will say this:
there's a my friend Tommy had this theory originally, but how come we can't do new Superman reboots like Bond, where like we all know the story, just give us a new movie, but we already know who Superman is. He's already established.
I'll tell you
we don't need an hour and a half.
There's a fucking million kids out there that don't know.
They can look it up or they Google it.
Yeah,
they know Superman.
Bond is an adult movie. It's not for kids. Kids aren't going to a Bond film. Actually, they can't. It's rated R. Kids are going to see Superman. So here's the deal. But here's the deal. If they have to take they kind of fuck themselves because if they don't cater to the kid market. Yes, sir.
My counter argument is if it's for kids and they don't know who Superman is, kids are going to hate the first 40 minutes where they're in this alternate.
It's not a kid's movie at all.
It's not for kids. So
it's
that's
definitely not for kids.
It's like
that
tricks.
That sort of negates it. Yeah. I just think we could do a new Superman rebate. Spider-Man, same thing. They reboot whatever the fuck it's called.
I mean, with Spider-Man, a new origin. 10 years later.
Just give us. Spider-Man.
Well, that's what
Spider-Man.
That's what the last Superman was years after Spider-Man 2. I mean, Superman 2. He went away.
Yeah, this was way better than that. That was awful.
Superman.
He doesn't even throw one punch in that movie. Not one.
Yeah.
And then
it was awful.
Yeah. It cost $270 million to make, and he never punches.
And that was
okay. Now,
terrible, terrible.
Here we
movie.
Go. I want to know Lex Luthor. Lex Luthor.
He's not in it.
Yeah, but there's a reference. There's a couple Luthor references, but
there's
he's
one,
not in it.
And it. I mean,
and it's quick.
I'm petitioning for Bryan Cranston to play him in a
future
movie.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That would
Who's
be the
that?
Greatest.
Breaking
Walter
Bad.
White.
Walter
oh,
White.
Oh, yeah.
If he played Lex Luthor, he's the perfect Lex Luthor.
Him explaining the chemical compound of kryptonite as Superman is weak would be the best fucking thing in the world.
I'm way on board with this. I will say this. It wasn't a home run like Dark Knight. I thought Batman Begins was a much better retelling of an origin story, but I enjoyed the movie. I had a good time. I liked it.
But this is my biggest problem with it, and this was in Avengers and a lot of these newer movies. There is so much wanton destruction and buildings collapsing and people clearly dying.
Yeah.
And that's not Superman. Superman literally, and this is not, you see some of these action sequences in the trailer. Superman will throw a dude through a fucking building. The building will fall over. And then, be like, I've got to save Lois. What I mean? And it's like, it's so cynical and heartless. And it genuinely bothers me because that's not what a hero does.
Isn't that?
Listen, that was great. That speech.
It was great if he had a show that you're trying to get on.
Oh, my God. I appreciate that. I think. So articulate.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, even in Avengers in downtown Manhattan, dude, it took 11 years to build a fucking Freedom Tower. And in these movies, the shit just gets leveled and then bloop, 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 bloop. And it's fine in the next one. And there's no addressing of it. There's no memorial walls.
Whoa. Burger King has a commercial out right now that says that these
Hardee's, I think,
these construction workers, because they're in Metropolis, they work twice as hard.
And they eat bacon.
So I think your argument is a little...
And in Avengers, that was downtown Cleveland. They filmed that. So we were
It's Manhattan.
We were doing that a favor. We were doing that town a favor.
Yeah.
And Dark Knight Rises was filmed in Cleveland, too.
And Pittsburgh.
So it's your suspension disbelief that you've lost.
How was Superman, though?
Awesome.
The last Superman.
He's a dick.
The last guy who played Superman bugged me because he was Christopher Reeves.
Yeah. That whole movie. I mean, Kevin Spacey was Gene Hackman.
Yeah, he was. Exactly. It was just fuck. But the Superman bugged me. It's like, fuck you and your glasses.
I didn't like
it. I love the fact that he grew a beard in this one.
Yeah.
And how does he shave? I saw that on the train. I really want to know.
Well, he uses his heat vision on a mirror and he shaves as displayed in both Lois and Clark and Superman the Animated Series.
Yep.
Does he shave? How does he shave in the movie?
You don't know.
You don't know.
Really? They don't fuck.
And he never bleeds. He gets hit so fucking hard and his hair always looks like he just got out of a hot shower.
Why does Superman bleed?
I mean, he should.
He's the Man of Steel.
Well, Doomsday can make him bleed.
Another Kryptonian would make him bleed. If you're getting hit by your own people, you'd fucking bleed.
Yeah.
Right.
There's other... Yeah.
Or black people. Rodney King.
No black people on Krypton.
Oh, sorry. That's a black guy.
Well, the Red Sun wouldn't, crisp their skin enough.
Hey, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So Superman was good. The actual guy who played Superman.
I liked
him. Yeah, he was good. Yeah.
I liked him. I hope they keep him for the next one.
But he did things in the movie that are uncharacteristic of what Superman should do.
Got sucked off by Lois in a stairwell.
And I liked Amy Adams, too, but the problem was in that original, one of the things that the original 70s movie got right was the chemistry between Kidder and Reeve, and there were multiple scenes. And when he flies her around Metropolis, you get the sense of how wonderful it must be to be Superman.
Well, you do, homo.
Yeah.
But, Jesus, we know what you think of.
Oh, come on. You wouldn't fuck Superman? All right.
Yes, I would.
I would fuck Superman while listening to Five for Fighting Superman song. Right?
That's our eighth reference to gay, by the way. Yeah.
I would take a nice old super pounding from Superman. Yeah,
I wouldn't even fuck him. I'd kiss him.
You would?
I'd soft kiss him.
Oh, it's spitting his mouth.
I'd soft kiss him, and I get a piece of spaghetti.
Yeah, this movie was as fun as that Three Doors Down song.
I liked it.
You liked the movie.
I liked the movie. I enjoyed it.
Now, where was the best part? The beginning, middle, and
fight with
the fights.
The fights with Zod were awesome.
Yeah,
they were just awesome.
And
the fight.
Well, Zod worked because I think he was one of the best comic book movies ever, villains ever, because he had genuine motivation, and you kind of rooted for him.
Yeah. At the final fight scene between them, I'm not going to ruin anything, but that speech he gives, you're like, all right, I'm kind of on board with Zod.
Well, they changed the way that the Kryptonians were, and I thought it was actually even better than the comic books, where it's like, and I mean, this is literally in the beginning of the movie, each Kryptonian is genetically designed to serve a specific function or purpose. So he's not evil, he's serving the purpose he was born for. And I thought that was a cool idea.
What about Superman? What was he born to do?
Aha! You gotta watch the movie to find out.
Alright. And Joe?
I just thought there was a lot of fat on it and it was silly. But I should also say this. I don't care for the genre.
Hates
and
it.
I do this to myself where I go to movies.
But that, I don't like the genre, but I enjoyed the Batman movies because I was like, this is something different. This is exciting.
And well, those movies are made for people who don't like comic books.
Okay, right. So look, I'm excited to see it. I can't wait to see it.
It's worth seeing, yeah.
I'm going to love it. I missed out on Iron Man 3, I missed out on Star Trek because I went with my wife to both of them. There's nothing worse than going to a movie, like a sci-fi movie or a horror movie, with somebody who's not into it. Because it just fucking stinks.
Did you like Star Trek?
I don't know, because my wife was huffing and puffing and falling.
I loved
and
it.
Looking
I got to go with people who ask me to explain it the whole time.
See, I go by right? myself and enjoy it.
I would like to go with people that love it.
I'll
go
love see it. With
it. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I'll right, go see with you again.
Me and the first Star Trek I said was really good.
It's
I
fantastic.
Knew
me
and
DeRosa
it's
fantastic.
Were going, yeah. Me and DeRosa are going Thursday. The
it's
first Star Trek movie
was great.
Unfucking believable with Pine.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah,
the
so
second
good.
One bugged me because they covered up his mole, and I was just looking for it the whole time. Just leave it. I got used to it.
That guy in the second one, that guy like Benedict, the guy that played
Cumberbatch, he's awesome.
He is so. And did you ever watch the BBC series
Sherlock? Is
Sherlock,
fantastic.
One of the best series I've ever fucking seen.
He's the voice of the dragon in the Hobbit movie.
All right, here's the thing. First
that
of all,
show, everyone tells me it's fucking great.
It's so good.
I've said this. I'm the one who told you to watch it.
Watch
you
what? Did.
This fucking you've Sherlock. Heard me say it.
Yeah,
I've said what you just said. Really? You fucking
if you know
goddamn
anything about Bobby Kelly, he's got a hard on for Sherlock Holmes.
Wait, yeah. We could have been talking about Sherlock Holmes this whole
he
fucking
watches
time?
The BBC. He watches the one with Lucy Liu.
Right,
loves it because he likes the heroin spin on it, and he's half a queer.
See who listens? Yeah, well, he's half. He's gay. I love it. They made him this fucking. Maybe bisexual in the BBC one.
Yeah.
He might like dudes, which I love that they did that to Sherlock Holmes.
He's right. An asshole, which is great.
Yeah.
Fucking dickhead.
And Moriarty is fantastic.
Holy shit.
And the way it ends, he just like
great. Fucking believable.
Well, you know what also part of why it's great is it's only six episodes. They don't burn you out.
Well, it's not six episodes. It's they're 3 hour episodes.
Yeah. Well, they're like an hour and a half. They're movies.
They're 2 hours. It's over. They're over 1.5 hours.
Yeah. But they're awesome.
They're unbelievable. I love it. I love it. I can't.
The Downey movies suck, though.
I like that. I see. Here's the thing. This
I didn't
is
mind it.
This is where we fun. Go. This is where my dumbness is actually favors me. I love those movies too. I love it. I love the way he talks in it.
They just remind me of the Wild Wild West movie.
Ah, that movie. I love that movie. I can watch that too. I am very
Wild when it, Wild West.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like them. I like that. I like the all the Sherlock Holmes movies. I love. But what I'm really excited for, is Pacific Rim.
Really,
really.
Is it because of Guillermo del Toro?
You keep pumping up World War Z.
I'm not.
Know.
The critics are.
It got good
that
reviews.
Movie looks fucking
it did get
terrible.
Good, it got good
it's
reviews.
Unbelievable
though.
Reviews.
World War Z.
Every movie Pitt, I've seen is there, I could see a Holocaust documentary and there'd be a trailer for that fucking movie.
That movie looks. I love World War Z. Looks great.
The book. I think the book was too good.
You know what I hate? You know what I'm not a fan of is when we're talking movies and we're dumbing it down for the listeners. Fucking my Aunt Peggy has to show up. I read the book first.
Oh, okay.
Oh, fuck your book.
Maybe Max Brooks is a great writer, and if you are into zombie culture. Perpetuating zombie culture.
Are you into pronouncing your R's?
So the yes. Zombies don't look like they have any personality. They
that's
what.
But in the book, they don't.
A book can be so good that the movie's not good.
Yeah.
What about No Country for Old Men, The Godfather, and
keep going.
I'm not saying,
some movies just don't.
I wasn't
translate,
saying
like,
that.
Isn't, like
Great Gatsby, for
I wasn't
instance.
Saying,
right. Right. Yeah. Or how about that Thomas Wolfe book? You know, what I'm talking about Tom Wolfe book. You know,
Dances with Wolves.
No, you know what I'm talking about.
Wolf, the Jack Nicholson movie.
What a good one.
Wolf by Tom Wolfe.
The Gray. The Gray I thought was great,
like,
by the way.
It's like one of the
biggest
Gray bombs
sucked.
Ever.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah. Oh, you're such an asshole.
Oh, it was fun.
The ending, he wrapped nips. He wrapped fucking nips around his knuckles, and he was going to fight a wolf with nips.
Yeah, well,
what is it?
He
this
was
is Bloodsport 7?
He was going to lose.
What are you excited about actually, Pacific Rim?
Like, what?
And is it just... Out. Your reference was incorrect. You were talking about Kickboxer, not Bloodsport.
Thank
it
you.
It was in Kickboxer.
Oh, when they dipped it. Okay, thank you.
Don't mess with my Jean-Claude Van Damme reference.
I'm going to fucking tie nips to my knuckles.
Which one was Ogre from Avenger of the Nerds in? Which one of those movies?
That was Bloodsport.
Oh, okay.
Pacific Rim looks great because it reminds me of Creature Double Feature in a lot, which I loved growing up. I love Creature Double Feature, and I love the fact I love the guy from, what's his name, from Sons of Anarchy is actually the star, which I've been waiting for that kind of guy to break out. And the other guy, too, the black guy is from Prometheus, which I love.
Idris Elba?
Idris Elba.
I love him, too. Great,
yeah.
Oh, from The Wire?
Yeah, from The Wire, yeah.
Didn't he used to work at Caroline's?
Yeah, he was a door guy at Caroline's, which I love.
Pacific Rim.
that's number nine, the ninth gay joke.
No, that was an Asian girl joke.
Oh, sorry.
Eight and a half.
I thought it was a San Francisco joke.
I'm trying to work my way out, Joe.
So I think it's going to be great, though. It's got kind of Godzilla creatures, and then these fucking robots that we get in. And I think it's going to be huge.
It's like Voltron.
Yeah, I love fucking Voltron.
This is what I think. I think it's going to be great.
Remember Voltron?
I think it's going to flop at the box office.
I doubt it.
I saw Francis Ha. That was great.
I saw that too.
Oh, that was terrific.
What movie is it?
I watched an episode of American Dad today.
What is that?
Francis Ha is a fancy New York black and white films.
Yeah. Oh, those films that you can talk about in front of people over.
As Barbie calls them, your queer pictures.
Yeah.
Your fucking hippie queers.
It's one you want to show you're intelligent but don't read books. You know, Francis Ha.
I'm actually looking forward to seeing Mud.
I hear it's great. That's like 98%.
99 tomatoes.
That's insane.
I'm excited for Wolf of Wall Street. Trailer just came out.
Oh, that's the Tom Wolfe book. I'm going to go see Wolverine by myself and be hate-fucked by it.
Why? I love that movie.
I don't know about this one.
It does not look that great.
See, here's the thing.
The first one was bad.
Yeah, Origins was
awful.
Oh,
it was really bad. How do you take Deadpool and shut his mouth shut?
I love Deadpool, and ideally bugged me that they sewed his mouth shut.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds should have had his own spinoff.
He is the perfect Wade Wilson.
Oh, it was fucking great,
He's the perfect Merc with a mouth.
But I think that I can't wait to go see Superman. I think it's... What was that?
Sorry, I was going to do the Superman thing and then I bailed.
What was it?
I go...
What is it?
Where'd you power go?
He got Indiana Jones in my head.
Well, you don't know the Superman thing.
John Williams has really been phoning it in like the last 20 or 30 years when he used to write amazing fucking scores. And
he
every
dominated.
Song.
John Williams, Jaws, man.
But every, that's 75, but every fucking song since like the 90s or the late 80s all feels the same. That's what I love about comic books. I love that there's a guy named the Rhino who's just in a rhino costume.
Yeah.
Like the absurdity of
He's great.
What does he do? He just hit trucks?
Yeah, Paul Giamatti's going to play him in the, jeez, I got this fucking horn.
In the new Spider-Man, Paul Giamatti's playing
him. How awesome would it be if it was like him and Thomas Hayden Church?
Was the new Spider-Man good? Was that a good movie?
No.
Wait a minute. Is there another Spider-Man coming?
Yeah, they're almost finished.
Jamie Foxx. Electro,
same kid.
Electro and Rhino. Or
but Dennis Leary, is Dennis Leary like a not in it?
Spider-Man. No.
He's dead, right? In the first one?
Yeah. Dennis Leary?
He was in the last one.
Oh. He was the chief of police.
When are they going to stop with Spider-Man?
They're not.
Dude, if you have those fucking properties, you know you're going to make $100 million.
It's great. Wasn't Marvel bankrupt like 15 years ago?
Yeah, they were.
And now these movies, it's like.
They were owned by Revlon.
Right.
And
the makeup company? You know that I'm called.
And then Toy Biz took
I'm
them
overacting
over.
Man. That's what I did. That's my power.
Bobby, it's raining outside.
It's fucking raining out.
This is a gross superpower.
Go get him, Spidey. No.
Spider-Man's coming.
Now you're just like a grown-up.
Do it for the firefighters, man. Those original the post 9/11 bullshit that
you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us.
And I'm just sitting there going, they hate him. That's the point of Spider-Man. He's an outcast. They're like, do it for the towers. Yeah, it's the fucking worst.
Oh, man. I think the only one we're going to get, I think Iron Man is still... I don't know why they took Jon Favreau out of directing.
Yeah, he was great on the first
one. This is what happened with that was...
Thank you for telling me this.
I will. So he makes the first one in 2008.
Hang on 1 second. Stop. Ro, I want you to get off the chair like that and stop looking at Dan. Okay, you do not hump the edge of a chair and rock back and forth while staring at the side of Dan's face.
I don't
Well, I want you sitting in the chair like a lady. I'm here to protect you.
Bobby, I didn't mean to throw a sister under a bus, but when she took video last week, it was 42 minutes. And I'm like, 42 minutes of what?
It was Dan?
Fucking Dan the whole time.
You sit and let Papa Jewface tell his story.
I had to search through 42 minutes of footage to find someone else.
What the fuck is going on?
I did not do that, did I?
I did.
No, so okay. he makes the first one. The first Iron Man is one of the best
ever.
That was an awesome movie.
Yeah. No, but you know why?
Greatest line ever. Yeah, I can fly.
Yeah.
Love that line.
But it's anchored by a great performance. It's modern. They address the whole, what am I going to be, his bodyguard? That's fucking stupid, and throw it out the window. It's awesome. The Avengers thing at the end is fantastic. I love that movie. But so then they say to him, all right, so make another one. And he's like, okay, cool. They're like, 2 years, motherfucker. And he's like, what? You can't give me three? And the second one was rushed. It was sloppy. You know, they had to build their next.
Did he do the second one too or no?
He did. And it wasn't as good. He knew it wasn't as good. And so he was like, all right, I'm out.
And they tried cramming way too many villains in and stacking it on top of each other.
But Sam Rockwell and Mickey Rourke.
Sam Rockwell is awesome.
He
in
was
that
awesome.
Movie.
Mickey Rourke.
Sam Rockwell
could have done
awesome in everything he did.
Did you guys see Seven Psychopaths? That was a pretty funny movie.
That's what they don't get about these movies. Is what they'll do is they'll announce when they're coming out.
There's no way you're gonna fucking reel us from superhero talk.
No, I'm not.
With some fucking independent fucking thriller.
But they'll announce when the movie's coming out before the script is written. Like, if you saw Men in Black 3 was so bad.
Oh.
They were writing the script as they were shooting it. And you could tell.
But, all right, so 1, 2, and 3, which is the worst?
Of Iron Man?
2.
I didn't like 3. I would say 3.
I didn't like 3 at all.
I would say 3 because
you
2
won't
actually.
See me coming.
Can I spoil that? Is that all right?
Go ahead. I don't give a fuck about that.
That fucking
Hang on. Spoiler. Go now. Quick, go.
Let's give you one of the best actors of all time who's won Oscars and is fantastic and plays a chief villain and replace him with fire-breathing Guy Pearce.
Yeah.
You can, if you're going to swerve an audience, then what you replace has to be better than what you're taking out.
Here's what's exactly. My wife, who when it comes to this stuff, is dumb.
Yeah, she's a wife.
Fucking, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Bobby! What are they talking about? Yeah. Was so mad that they fucking did that with Sir
Ben Kingsley.
It made me fucking angry. She was mad. She was like, she turned to me. Are you fucking kidding me? I had so much invested in this fucking evil guy.
Yeah.
I was so ready to find out his philosophy and to find out where he came from, why he hates these people. And it was so into our culture and terrorism and how we could literally be taken out with the smallest of things.
Yeah.
The biggest of countries can just be taken out with one little bomb placed in the right. It was perfect for everything. Yeah.
This is exactly what it is.
Fucking assholes.
Equated to wrestling terms.
Okay.
I'm a big wrestling fan. If Macho Man had been cutting promos on Hulk Hogan for 3 months and then Hogan fought Rick the Model Martel at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Like, what? But I thought that...
Can you make Sam understand that?
I watch wrestling. I know wrestling.
Yeah, because Mandarin...
I was being funny. Apparently, you took offense to that.
But the Mandarin's videos...
I don't know the other show. I don't know the comic
But the Mandarin's videos are literally these amazing wrestling promos.
Yeah.
Fortune cookies are an American invention and all that. And you're like, And then when fucking Tony looks in the camera and goes, I'm going to kick your ass... That's the movie I paid for.
Yeah.
Yep.
Instead, he fights a dude who was stood up on New Year's.
Yep.
In a fucking Val Kilmer Rio Genius haircut.
Yeah,
it's
fucking
terrible.
That's perfect.
It's fucking awful. And then he breathes fire for no reason. He does it once. And he's like, that's all I got.
How about this, though? Fucking Penny. Penny Potts.
Yeah.
Pepper Potts. Yeah.
Are you kidding me? She gets fucked up with this power that blows everybody up, and somehow her body accepts it.
Yeah,
and she saves Iron Man. Go fuck yourself.
Well, they kidnap the fucking president and blow up Air Force One, and the Avengers are like, "No, this is Tony's battle. Let's just wait this one out."
Yeah, where the fuck were the Avengers?
That's the problem. Once
at
you introduce that, then you kind of have to. That's the problem with continuity. Then you're fucking
well,
stuck.
Well, here's the thing. They could have fucking had at least one of them come in and do something like, dude, I gotta go. I'm doing some shit in Brazil right now.
They just show Hawkeye's like, I'm out of arrows, and then they cut back to Iron Man.
Or just show the, you know, show Thor come in and go, you all right, mate? And then fucking leave. I don't know. I was so mad at this one, dude. And then at the end with all the... And they ruined his house. Go dude, fuck yourself.
The little kid sucked.
Here's the thing about the house that bugged me. Okay, the house just went into the ocean. And roots grew up through the concrete already in a week.
Yeah.
Mother Nature took over in a week.
Bad root problem.
Huh? Yeah.
They addressed that in the second movie.
And it tried to be a Christmas movie, but it wasn't. Like I feel like Shane Black got to make the exact movie he wanted, but Marvel also got to make the exact movie they wanted, and you get an unfinished product as a result.
I think it's terrible. And I'm going to go see Thursday. I'm going to see Superman. And next week, I'm going to give you my honest review, which is from a blue-collar, down-to-earth guy.
A guy just like you guys, the listeners.
A guy from Smallville, not Krypton.
Right. Yeah, look at Joe. Look how much fun Joe's having. Joe's resting his kind of chin on the microphone.
Dude, if you guys were talking about sports, I'd be the same way.
Well, the fucking Bruins, Joe.
That was a great
Bruins,
game.
Well, by the time this comes out, hopefully they're the Stanley Cup champions.
Can you believe it? I mean, I don't get Boston. I mean, we went from one team doing it all the time.
You guys have the greatest.
This will be the eighth championship in 12 years.
You guys, it's fucking stupid.
Past 15 years, best sports city in America.
We're fucking we're better than New York.
Yeah.
It's insane.
You got more championships.
It's not even close.
You guys.
It's outrageous.
What? It's outrageously, unbelievably awesome.
Yankees have one championship. Knicks have none. It's Rangers have none. And the Islanders have none.
Giants
the
have two.
Giants
more,
have two.
It's more respectful.
Pitchers have three.
The more respectful to wear the B or the P or the B or the C than it is to wear any of the NYs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, all right, listen. All right, guys. Well, listen. I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
We've covered rape and comic books. But we had fun. I'm not saying it wasn't great. We covered very little ground. rape and comic books. And
we've talked about two of the funnest things.
Yeah.
Hey! I loved it.
You could read Identity Crisis, which has both.
Yep, there you go.
I've been holding in a shit the entire podcast. And that's all I want
to
plug.
Dan has to go, and you have to have a shit.
All right, so Dan, what do you got?
I will be June 26th through June 28th. I'll be at the Minneapolis House of Comedy, Mall of America. And then July 5th through the 8th, I will be at Off the Hook Comedy Club in Marco Island, Florida.
Oh, that's fun. Eminem lives down the street from there.
What?
He was building a house when I was last time I was
Marco
there.
Marco Island, Florida?
Yeah, right down, whatever the town next door is.
Really?
Eminem lives there.
Huh. Tell Captain Brian I said hello.
I will.
He's a Boston guy.
Yeah. His family, his mother and father are great people. What do you got, Joe?
That same week I'll be in Omaha, Nebraska, which is not far from Smallville, if I'm not mistaken.
I'd love to go there with you. I love Omaha.
I'd have to go with you, I think.
Yeah, I know. That's it?
Well, I mean, I have other dates, but I thought that was enough to plug. I thought we had to keep moving. I have to shit. You make it seem like I'm not working.
Sam, what do you got?
Who cares?
I think I'm at the Comedy Zone July 10th and 11th in Rhode Island. So, you know.
That's it?
I mean, a lot of self-esteem plug.
Yeah,
why are we all sticking up for you? You're nobody. We should have just let you take a...
She ruined me, Bobby.
We should have let you take a fall for the rest of us.
Where am I? I think I'm at like the Stand and Gotham coming up. I don't know. And the Cellar coming up. I don't know. I'm in
those don't count.
City spots.
All right, what do you got, Mike?
My album came out a couple weeks ago on iTunes and Amazon, Sadamantium.
Love it.
And I will be in Seattle at Laughs June 27th through the 29th and the Miami SuperCon July 4th through the 7th in my hometown, Miami. So I'm really excited. I get to interview George Takei.
Wow.
Oh, that's great.
That's fun. Musculatool.
Yeah. And three different Power Rangers, which is cool to me and probably nobody else.
All right, good. I'm going to go see Superman on Thursday morning.
Yeah.
So I want you back on. We're going to talk about it. I want to debate you on this.
Okay.
All right, good.
It's not a debate if you agree the whole time.
That's true. It's not a debate. That's called a fucking masturbate session.
Masturbate.
So, Kelly, what do you got?
Just follow the podcast. Twitter
I got that. What
stuff.
Do you got?
I just got generic spots in the city, which aren't anything roadworthy.
When are you going to fucking step it up?
I don't know. Hopefully soon. People stop bagging my fucking stand up on this show.
I think
maybe that day happens. That's when I'll start getting booked.
Oh, so you're blaming Dan?
No. It's a generic. Whenever someone comes on this, whenever someone comes on here and telling everyone how bad I am,
you're not bad.
Exactly.
You're not good though. Right. That's the problem.
I'm very good.
There you go. There you fucking go. We're trying to harden your shell, little soft turtle.
Yeah.
We're trying to get you to fucking believe in yourself.
I thought you were just trying to help my bad posture.
No, you should stand up for yourself. And once you start believing in yourself, then you'll have more spots.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I am exhausted. I'm fucking tired. I'm not going to be around next week. Kelly's going to be doing it with, I don't know, I think it's Dan if he's around, but you know.
I'm gone.
See, you fucking, when you need him, he's not around.
Gone.
See, you're not gone on a Tuesday.
On Tuesday?
No, you're not.
I can't, there's something.
You're around on Tuesday.
I can't do it Tuesday.
If you can't do it Tuesday, you can't take him off the poster. No. You want off the poster?
No.
Huh?
No.
You know whose face I'll put over you? Oh. I'll put Mike's face over you.
I love Mike.
I'll put Mike's face.
You know
why did you use that as a punishment? Why was I a part of a threat?
Have you looked in a mirror?
No.
You know how hard it would for me, Howard, to draw that beard? I'm sorry, Mike.
He drew Superman's mullet. If he can draw Superman's mullet, he can draw my beard.
You really like this guy, huh?
I love that guy. He did Authoritative Action, which is one of the best Fantastic Four storylines, and he was the dude who brought back the Justice League in 97 with Grant Morrison, and he did a great Flash run with Jeff Johns. I love Howard Porter.
Awesome. I love him, too.
Wow. He's fantastic.
I fucking love him. These posters are going to be coming out soon for you guys to get, along with the Beck poster. You know Beck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know Beck? Comic book guy from Germany?
Oh, I thought you meant this.
Right there. He did those. Look at those ones.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's great, right?
Yeah.
We love him, too. He's fucking great. We love you guys. And we got stickers coming for you fans. YKWD stickers for you. Glossy 4x4s. We're going to be giving out at the show. The posters, the stickers are going to be at the Foxwood show. So this is actually, and in Montreal with me. So if you're in Montreal, check it out. Make sure you buy your tickets now. Go to justforlaughs.com and go Robert Kelly search and buy your tickets for my shows. Right the fuck now. You and all your friends. I want to sell this place out, or at least have at least 20 people a show.
Woo.
That'd be good. And go to robertkellylive.com for all my dates. And make sure you go to riotcast.com and check out all the other shows. Kelly, what are you doing? You're flipping me out. Either put your headphones down or put them on your fucking head.
I think you're going to end or not.
I'm not ending until I end.
I never know when that's
going to
be.
Well, fucking, you don't have to listen.
Keep going.
I fucking can't stand it. It's like doing a show with my wife.
Yeah.
That I don't get to fuck.
Jersey Jerks and
keep going.
Davey Mac Sports Program, Jim Florentine, Why I Suck in Bed, live from the table, Comedy Cellar, Bailey J, who is fucking hot. Hammer fisting.
Penis.
I don't really care about hammer fisting. Weird Scientist Party Hour and Weird Medicine with Dr. Steve.
Love Dr. Steve.
So good.
All right, here it is. Mike, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, man.
Sam, thanks for coming in and talking about that. I really, honest to God, was just going to fuck it and let's just talk about whatever else. I don't have any, I don't have topics really on the show. Whatever the fuck we talk about, but I appreciate, we wound up talking about it. But you know what? It was good because I think everybody had a great perspective on it. And, you know, whatever. You know, email us at ykwd.com and let us know what you thought about today's show. Joe, thanks for coming. Dan, I'll see you later.
Love you.
Thank you, Bob.
I love you guys. Kelly, I love you, honey.
Bye.
And I like you a lot. And Ro, thank you for being our intern for another week. For another week. And next week, I want a sundress on. No panties for Dan.
Woo!
I'm kidding. I'll see you guys later. Thanks a lot.
You know what, Dan?
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop